Burton Panthers football is on the air. Tonight's game against Schulenburg made possible by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker Ag Service, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, ACL Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl and Katie and Trent, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Andrea Holly with Edward Jones, Blinn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Felder's By and By, Larry Poppy Construction, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, TNT Car Wash, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Tradewinds Physical Therapy, The Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC, Market Realty, and Burton ISD. We'll go to your hosts, Dean Erickson and Daryl Keeke, for the pregame show after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready?
B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton.
We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity football team an amazing season.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
Well, a good Friday evening from Schulenburg. KWHI.com brings you Big Red Football tonight as the Burton Panthers look to pick up their second win of the 2023 season. Good evening. Dean Erickson alongside my broadcast partner tonight, Daryl Keeke. Daryl, the tale of two seasons. A year ago, this was a Burton Panther team that was locked, loaded, and ready to roll, and just, for lack of a better term, steamrolled their competition pretty much all season long. And unfortunately for this year's squad, they've had to say goodbye to nine very important contributors and are left with a very young and tonight a thin team.
Yeah, any time that you lose nine starters and really, really good ball players at any level, it makes that next year a challenge. I'm going to use the word challenge because that's what it is. These coaches do a great job every year here having these guys ready to play. Whoever has to step up next. Yeah, we're missing a couple starters and everything. We wish the best for Chad. You know, he got some broken ribs last week and everything. So hopefully he's doing better and everything heals well, and before the season's out, maybe we can get him back.
And that's Chad Schubert, a wide receiver, defensive back, a senior on this Burton Panther squad tonight, who will be watching the game from the sidelines, unfortunately out with that rib injury, like Daryl said. And, you know, Daryl, for it's interesting you mentioned Coach Hody, because we were talking on the way over here that, there, it's no accident that Burton is continuously a very good developmental program. They take kids in as freshmen and sophomores and develop them to the point where by the time they're juniors and seniors, they've got this thing down to a science. And talk a little bit about your observation of Coach in the first game and what you expect to see from his team here tonight.
You know, actually, Dean, it starts in junior high. This and these younger kids, actually in elementary, these young kids come out here, they're ball boys, and next thing you know, they're out here on the field on Friday nights. It's a winning tradition in Burton. You're expected to win. These guys, the coaches, we've been lucky, been here a long time, and they're staying here. And that's how you build a program, when you get your guys that the kids want to play for you, Coach. I've talked to Coach Odie many a time that the day that those kids quit, that they don't run through a brick wall for you, then you'll know. But right now, in the past 20 years, it's been such a blessing to know when you go to a football game, you got a group of kids that are going to give you 110%. They'll leave it all out on the field, and that's a tribute to the coaching staff we have, the community, and our school.
Well, a program that has a rich tradition of winning and overall competitiveness, finding themselves in somewhat of a rebuilding year but still staying competitive. We'll dive into the Burton Panther season to date in just a few moments as the pregame show rolls on here on KWHI.com. We're going to take our first short break, and we'll be right back with a look at the Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns. You've got high school football on KWHI.com.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. Andrea Hawley, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, is here to help you. She will work to build a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so she can help you achieve what's most important to you. Call Andrea Hawley at 979-836-7779 to schedule an appointment at her office in Brenham today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
No question, it's hot out there. But DDM Pipe and Seal realizes some projects still need to get done despite the Texas heat. That's why the folks at DDM carry a complete inventory of just about everything metal you might need, whether it's pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, welding supplies, or even roll-up doors. DDM Pipe and Seal's locations in Brenham and Bastrop can help. They even have 5 different metal roofing systems, so you can trust DDM to help make your summer projects a little bit easier.
Round and around we go in high school football pregame on KWHI AM 1280 at the 101.7 alternate sports stream. It's Dean Erickson alongside you tonight from Schulenburg High School as the Burton Panthers are fixing to do battle against the Schulenburg Shorthorns. Daryl Kiki, my broadcast partner tonight, talking a little bit about this season to date. Daryl, you had an opportunity. You've caught both games this season. Now let's take a look at what Burton's been up to so far in this young 2023 season. A bit of a bounce back, a rebuild. I don't like using the term rebuild necessarily when talking about high school football, but that's kind of what Coach Hody's got himself into. An opening game loss against Holland, 31-14, what will probably prove to be a pretty good Holland team this year, and taking their first win of the season by a field goal over Hearn, 27-24 on September 1st. So, Daryl, what I guess they always say in football, the biggest jump comes from week one to week two. So I guess what was the big difference and the big takeaway from the Holland loss to the Hearn win?
The Holland game, they were a little more crisp, a little more athletic than we were on both sides of the ball. And you could tell it was a first game. A little bit of jitters out there. The enthusiasm wasn't there. But then in week two, they turned Tyrone loose, and the 18-wheeler carried the ball 20-something times for 180 yards. Great night.
Well, that's what they're going to need tonight from Big 18, Tyrone Gilman, the senior running back. As we're fixing to break for our national anthem, we'll keep it right here. Waiting for the performance of our national anthem.
Yeah, just gonna play school songs first.
Okay, so we're gonna keep it here for the pregame show. As they were just doing a quick prayer before the game. They had me kind of out of sorts there for a second. I'm like, I'm still 16 minutes away from kickoff, and
it'll be all right, Nebraska. We'll get it there. We'll get them together. You know, we did miss the memo. We could have both had our Stetson on tonight. It must be pre-fair week. So all the Burton, the band, the cheerleaders, they got their nice cowboy hats on. You know, maybe that's for roping the short horns and we're going to saw them off.
Hey, that's the plan. Put those horns on the ground is what the Burton Panthers are trying to do tonight here from Schulenburg High School. Kickoff temperature fixing to be right around 100 degrees tonight. The weather going to definitely be a factor. There is some shade towards the west end of the field here. This is an east-west field, which means one of these two teams is going to have to go into that sun for probably the majority of the first quarter before we see it set behind the elementary school off to our west. But nonetheless, the weather definitely going to be a factor. But this is something, Daryl, that these kids, I mean, they practice right after school, and it's 110 degrees outside anyway, so they're probably used to this by now.
Yeah, they've been doing this since July. So, you know, I always use this phrase, they're too young to be hot. And
yep.
You know, yeah, it's been 100 degrees before. It's going to be 100 degrees again. And you know, it's a breeze, at least a little breeze blowing in here.
Ain't coming into the press box.
but see, you got to think about that sun. The shade is coming our way.
Yep.
So we're going to be just fine. But this is a neat old stadium. This stadium's been here. The guy who's doing play-by-play in the other room next to us, he played against Coach Hody's dad. He had to tell us how I played on this field. I told you across the road right over there when I was a freshman, a guy named Hinks, he took me over two fences and into the county barn on a hanging curveball. So it's been some good days and some bad days here in Schulenburg, but this whole field's been here a long time, grass field. It's a neat deal. Fan support is filling up the stands again on Friday night, which it should. Had a great night in Fayetteville. Our Burton girls swept and just kind of took a jolly beating on them tonight.
We kind of owed the brooms.
And so great night. Congratulations to the volleyball team. And great night for a big W right there.
Well, one W down, maybe another one coming later tonight for these Burton Panthers to get above 500 on the season, to get their second win of the young 2023 season, a program with a rich winning tradition, looking to get back on that track tonight after picking up their first win of the season last week against Hearn. We're going to take another break here on our pregame show. We'll be right back and talk about some key players for Schulenburg and for the Burton Panthers. You've got Big Red Football on KWHI.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy is a privately owned clinic that features an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest in medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. You have the right to choose where you receive your care. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
KWHI pregame continues here on the alternate sports stream, KWHI.com. Tonight is high school football kicking off here in just a few minutes. As we'll, let's just go ahead and take a listen to the Burton High School Band. No point in trying to talk over it when the Burton Panther Band sounds that good,
that's
my friend.
That's what I'm talking about.
So let's talk a little bit about tonight for the Big Red. They are going without two of their starters tonight. Unger and Schubert going to be on the sideline this evening. Unger, of course, or Schubert, rather, with that rib injury that was suffered last week at the hands of, again, in the Hearn game. So I guess you got to, it's just next man up at this point. You know, you have injuries, it's football, that happens. So where who is Burton going to be looking to try to fill those shoes?
I think number one, they're gonna run Tyrone a lot. Looks like tonight, Houston kid, he's wearing number 12 tonight, so he moved here from Belleville, and just a real athlete, and would be surprised if they put him in the backfield, try to get him some touches. It looks like he's got pretty good wheels. You know, they're just gonna up front. The big boys, they're gonna have to just get after it, be nasty up there. They got to win the line of scrimmage, and Beck, he'll run the ball, get his share of touches, and you know, we got to just keep grinding. I'm sure it's gonna be a lot of handing off left, right, up the middle, but that's Burton football. Move the chains, stay ahead of the chains, always get that positive yards, and you know, get on top early, get that momentum, get the fans into the game. It's nothing worse than to sit here and when you're quiet. You know, I like to hear them loud and stuff, but being a dad, you have to sit there. Your kids have to give you something to yell about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just part of that game, and I'm sure the guys are going to be ready. They're going to leave it on the field, and I'm going to have some fun.
And we're about 8 minutes away from kickoff here at the top of the hour on KWHI, or at 7:30 kickoff, I should say, here on KWHI.com. Dean Erickson, Daryl Kiki joining you from the press box high atop the field here at Schulenburg High School, getting ready for week three action of the high school football season. One thing, Daryl, that does kind of get lost in translation when it comes to these younger teams, and something that we haven't touched on yet and that Burton is going to have to really make a point of tonight, is don't beat yourself. You know, you get young kids out there, you get a little jittery, you might jump offside, you lose yourself 5 yards right off the bat, put yourself behind the chains. That can't be something that happens tonight for the Big Red if they want to walk away with a win.
Now, penalties, turnovers, buddy. I think tonight, by looking at the two teams warm up, Schulenburg looked like they might want to throw the ball. Quarterbacks look pretty sharp throwing the ball down. So we're going to have to get pressure on them. Don't give up the big play. Force that interception. Get that fumble. Do all the positive things early, and bring all the momentum to your side.
Well, and I think for Burton tonight, obviously, stopping the quarterback for Schulenburg is going to be top priority. Aaron Janacek is the quarterback, a junior. Looks pretty good slinging the rock in pregame. Of course, you know, pregame, it's, I mean, from up here, everybody looks good. They also look pretty small, but, you know, they're still high school kids. We're going to take one more break here on our pregame show as we're about 6.5 minutes away from kickoff and our opening to week three of high school football action here on KWHI.com. Big Red Football tonight's Daryl Kiki and Dean Erickson coming at you. One more break on our pregame show, and we'll be ready to take you right up to kickoff here on KWHI.com.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
KWHI.com is the place to be tonight for high school football action. The Burton Panthers doing battle tonight against the Schulenburg Shorthorns. We're going to talk about some of the key factors tonight for the Burton Panthers. The Big Red are going to need to ride the back of, you call him the 18-wheeler, and that's I'm going to have to remember that for his first touchdown tonight.
Yes,
because Tyrone Gilman is going to have to be a man amongst boys tonight. He went for a buck 80 last week and a win. They're going to need at least a buck 80 tonight to pull this one out.
Every bit and stuff like that. And, you know, he wants to rock. He wants to tote it as much as they're going to give it to him. That's the kind of athlete he is. And that's what you want to see out of your one of your leaders. Beck will do the same thing. That's the guys that you're going to lean on. You're going to ride them as far as they're going to take you.
Well, the Burton Panthers just broke through the big inflatable helmet, which is one of my favorite features of high school football in Texas. Everybody has one, and they bring it on the road with them. Give you the grand entrance here at Schulenburg High School. The Panthers have made their way onto the field in their road white uniforms with black pants, red letters, and black trim, huddled up over on the east end of the field on the goal line with our nation's colors and the Burton Panther flag in hand, making their way over to the sideline now as we are just a few short minutes away from kickoff. Coming up on 7:30 kick. Right now, the temperature is about 100 degrees here at Schulenburg High School as these teams get ready for this game, kicking off in just a couple of minutes here. Again, the key tonight for the Panthers, play solid defense, keep everything in front of you, ride the 18-wheeler. And just be smart. Don't beat yourselves. The team's captains will make their way out for the coin toss here in just a few moments. The captains for the Burton Panthers, of course, Tyrone Gilman, the senior, number 18. He's a captain along with Zane Ashenbeck, Keegan Fenner, another captain, and, of course, quarterback Colby Beck making his way out to the 50-yard line for the coin toss tonight. And one other thing that kind of popped into my mind, Daryl, when you mentioned, you know,
Dion, or
well, I mean, we've got a couple of minutes here. We can talk about that. I'll put it out there in the public. I think Nebraska is going to walk out of Boulder tomorrow with a big fat W in their back pocket.
Yeah, we'll put a small wager on that with prime time. You know, he got cowboy blood to him, so I ain't gonna get you mad at me about talking about Big Red, but I'm just telling you. Prime time is ready to roll.
And so are the black shirts. So we're going to have to wait and see. I'll tell you what, the one thing you can't take away from those guys, from my Cornhuskers, is they play good defense. Everything else is pretty ugly.
They can't score no less, hardly. So, you know, We need some, it's got to be a positive.
We're going to need some defensive touchdowns and some special teams and some divine intervention in its purest form. So the Panthers and Shorthorns tonight here from Schulenburg High School. The sun has finally set behind the elementary school off to our west. We can finally see the scoreboard, which I was a little worried about earlier, but that problem is taken care of itself. You know, Daryl, if you're...
Looks like Burton won the toss and has deferred it.
So Burton wins the toss. They'll defer to receive the second half kickoff. So the Big Red will roll out the defense first. We'll be coming up on our national anthem here before too long. Pretty nice crowd on hand here tonight, representing the Big Red faithful, as always. They always travel extremely well, Daryl, and tonight is no exception for Burton.
No, it's always a great night.
So now is we will keep it right here for our national anthem. It's high school football on KWHI. Kickoff in just a few moments, and we'll keep it here for the anthem. Schulenburg band, Daryl, is about a half mile away from us, in case you couldn't hear. We're ready to play some football. The Panthers in their road whites with black pants, white helmets, red letters, black trim. The Schulenburg Shorthorns in the home blacks with orange letters and white trim. Burton again, they won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. So they will kick it away. Play defense. The sun has retreated behind the elementary school here at Schulenburg. So that won't be a factor as these teams get ready to battle it out tonight for four quarters. High school football here on KWHI.com alternate stream. It's Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki alongside you tonight for this one. Should be a good one. Teeing it up to kick it away for the Burton Panthers. Will be Dimitri Schulte. He's a junior. Offensive and defensive lineman. Also has a big foot. And he'll boot this away. Back deep to receive for Schulenburg. It's going to be a battle trying to see. We are very far away in this press box here tonight from Schulenburg High School. So it's going to be a battle.
You're going to be all right, big boy. You're too young not to be able to see.
That's what my mom says, but I don't believe her. Okay. She also says I shouldn't wear the same contacts for several years in a row like I do.
Just keep putting the drops in them, big boy.
All right, Schulte kicks it away, and we are underway from Schulenburg High School. On the return is Rodney Walton, the senior. He'll kick it over to the right side as he tries to turn it upfield. Gets shoved out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. That was
Houston.
That was Chris Young in on the tackle for the Panthers. So we'll see the Shorthorn offense for the first time tonight. They'll set up shop at their own 26-yard line, first and 10. Defensively for the Panthers tonight, keep it all in front of you. Do not let Schulenburg get any explosive big plays because they'll make you pay in a hurry. They hung 26 points in the second quarter alone last week in their game.
Got trips to the left.
Trips to the left side. Janacek in the gun. Back off of his left hip. Snap back to him. He's going to fake the handoff. Throws it over the middle. Caught wide open is the tight end, Yonda. And he'll be wrapped up and dropped at about the 34-yard line, just shy of the first down. Second and short coming up.
Griffin on that tackle.
Brady Griffin in on the stop for the Panthers. Back up to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun look again here. Looks like, or rather, going under center will be Janacek this time. Snap back to him. Hand off the right side. There's a hole up the middle for a short gain, maybe about three or four, just barely enough to move the chains. First down at about the 37-yard line. On the carry that time for Schulenberg is John Davis, the junior running back, getting his first touch of the night. Is enough to move the sticks.
Tyrone and Schulte on that tackle.
Now, Gilman playing both ways. He's going to have to be a factor from his linebacker spot tonight. And we know that Tyrone can lower the boom on anybody with the best of them. We're going to need big plays from, as Darryl called him, the 18-wheeler.
18-wheeler got a roll on defense.
Shotgun look again. Trips to the far side. Here's Janacek in the gun. One back off to his left hip. Gets the snap. Looks to his right. Fakes it. Going to pull it down and run. Quarterback draw up to the 45. Spins his way up to midfield. It is dropped at about the 47-yard line, just shy of midfield. So credit Janacek for about eight on the play. That'll set up second down. I'll give him seven. Second and three upcoming.
32, Brazier on that tackle.
Second down and three, the Schulenberg Shorthorn offense keeping it on the ground for the most part tonight. In this first drive of the ball game, they'll break the huddle. Ball at about the 47-yard line on the Schulenberg side of midfield. Janacek under center this time. Strong formation to the left for him. He's going to hand it off left side. This is Walton on the carry, and Walton is going to be dropped. No gain on the play. They've forced him out of bounds on the left side. Maybe give him one.
Austin Gutierrez on that tacker number six.
So Gutierrez coming up from his corner spot, able to drop the ball carrier Walton. That was one of the guys that we were told to keep an eye on tonight, is Rodney Walton, the senior running back and linebacker for this Shorthorn offense. They'll break the huddle now. Ball just shy of midfield at 49. Janacek will go under center. No pressure being shown by the Panthers. Snap back to him. He's going to hand it off to the right side and wrapped up and dropped short of the first down. That'll be a big stop coming there for Weston Ells. He was in on the tackle that time, as well as Young in on the stop. So that'll be, they gave him forward progress. So thought we had him stopped at fourth and one, Darryl, but a very generous spot. We'll move the chains by about 6 inches.
Got a little home cooking there.
Yeah, a little home cooking. I can smell it from here. They'll break the huddle. With a fresh set of downs on the 49.5-yard line of the Burton side of the field, Janacek will stand in the gun with one back off his right hip, sending a man in motion to the right side. Snap back to him. He'll run it. Design quarterback run across the 48-yard line. Gets stood up by Gilman and a host of big red tacklers in there on the stop. Give it to Young and Beck in on the stop, as well as Gilman. Gain of only two. It'll bring up second and eight.
They lined their trips up like they did on the first play that time, but ran it to our side this time.
Schulenberg really telegraphing their what direction they'll be going with their motions and the strong side of the ball. Really taking their time here, though, Darryl. There's already fixing to run 4 minutes off the clock here in the first quarter. 8:23 and rolling. No score if you're just joining us. First possession of the ball game for the Shorthorns. Off the opening kickoff, Janacek in the gun. He'll stand with, he'll have Davis off to his right side. They're going to snap it, and they're going to go jet sweep to the near side. This is Yonda with it, and he will get thrown out of bounds after a gain of about five. Burton was able to sniff that out. That'll bring up third and short. So Schulenberg working from left to right on your radio dial. The jet sweep around the near side.
L's on that tackle.
Saw the sophomore, Jace Yonda, get shoved out of bounds for, gave him about 4 or 5 yards on the play. So big third down right here for Burton. You almost really, Darryl, need a TFL to put away any hopes of going for it on fourth down. This is definitely two down territory here for Schulenberg on this side of the field, I would imagine. So they'll put Janacek in the gun. They got a loaded backfield, one wide out split to the far side, one to the near side. Snap back to Janacek. He'll hand it off. Right up the gut they go, and that's enough for the first down. Up to the 35-yard line on the carry that time for the Shorthorns was the junior running back, John Davis. And he'll move the sticks, and Schulenberg is in business.
Yeah, right now, they're just running straight ahead at us, kind of winning that battle up front.
Burton on their heels a little bit on this first drive of the ball game. And really just ground and pound kind of style from Schulenburg, winning the line of scrimmage. Their offensive line doing a tremendous job. They're going to split out Deterion Houston, the sophomore wideout, to the near side. They're going to put Janacek in the gun. The strong side is the left side of the formation. They're going to do a direct step to Janacek, and he's going around the left side. He's got a hole to the 30, to the 25, and wrapped up and shoved out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Big gain on the play. Give him 20 for Janacek as he goes around the left side of the formation, and that'll set up pretty close to first and goal for Schulenburg.
Creighton Oaks on that tackle. Yeah, but they just did just a quarterback keeper around the left side, and they sealed everybody in, and he got the corner.
So Janacek will go in the gun this time. Strong side of the right. Here's a snap back to him. They're going to do the same play around the right side this time, and they're stepping up to make the stop just shy of the goal line. Did he get in?
Yes.
And he did. So that is a touchdown on the board for Aaron Janacek, the junior quarterback. They run that sweep around the right side of the formation, and he was able to get one block, and that's all he needed because he took on Oaks one-on-one in the backfield. Oaks was unable to stop him, and Janacek flops into the end zone for six. So 6:57 to go in the first quarter. Your first touchdown of the ball game belongs to Schulenburg, so they'll kick the extra point. Janacek will put it down to hold it. Davis will kick it. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is
no good.
No good. Missed it off to the left. So with 6:57 to go here in the first quarter of action, the Big Red will receive the kickoff next off the Janacek touchdown from 6 yards out. We'll take a break. We'll be back for the kickoff. This is Big Red Football.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Well, a great kickoff line that you missed here on KWHI.com. The Burton Big Red offense will set up shop from their own 44, Daryl.
Great field position. Hills ran that kickoff back for about probably 25 yards and set up in great shape.
25-yard return on the kickoff will set up the Panther offense in good field position. They're going to hand it off to Gilman on the trap play right up the gut. They get to almost the 50-yard line. They'll set up shop for second down and six from the 49. One sub in as Ortiz will make his way to the sideline. They're going to send out Gutierrez. So second and six here, Darrell. What's the call?
I think you're going to see it here. We're going to stay straight up the middle. Going to ride big boy.
The 18-wheeler in the backfield with Colby Beck under center. Brady Griffin, the other back, splits out wide to the right. They'll put Beck under center. And that'll be offside. They're going to get probably Burton for a false start, even though it appeared that...
I'd say they jumped in the neutral zone.
Yeah, it looked like Schulenburg jumped, so that should set up second down and about two here. Waiting to see. They'll march the ball up to the cross midfield to the 46-yard line on the Schulenburg side as Burton works from right to left on your radio dial. or computer screen or phone screen, whatever you're looking at right now. 6:06 and counting, first quarter.
First quarter.
From Schulenburg High School, 6-0 Shorthorns in front of the Burton Panthers with just under 6 minutes to go as the Panthers break the huddle. Second down and one here. Your grandma could call the play no matter who she is as Beck will line up under center. They're going to split out a wide receiver to the left side as Chris Young. Snap back. Here is Gilman, just enough for the first down on the trap play as Drayton Oakes in there to handle the quarterback duties under center that time. Beck still out on the field, but they put Oakes under center, trying to show Schulenburg a different look.
Schulenburg calling a timeout.
A timeout on the field. So we'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on KWHI.com.
The Kiki family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
Is the place to be tonight for high school football. Your Burton Panthers trail 6-0 here with 5:43 to go in the first quarter. Schulenburg on their heels defensively here, Daryl, as Burton moving the ball very well. We could be in for a track meet tonight.
Yes, both teams are running straight ahead at each other. And, you know, we talked in the pregame, first one who with that turnover, is probably going to be the way they're going to stop each other.
Well, both offensive lines, I mean, this is two-way, two-way football. These kids play both ways. It's kind of hard to believe that both offensive lines are getting such a push. So it'll be Beck in the gun, hand off to Gilman up the middle. 45 to the 40. Gilman's got a hold of the 35-yard line before he's undercut. He was down before the ball, before the ball popped out at the end of the play. Gilman able to pounce back on it, but Tyrone Gilman squirts forward for a gain of 6 on the play, setting up second down and short.
Oschenbeck, Unger, and Schulte on this left side just open up a monster hole for Tyrone.
I'll see Andre Ortiz make his way into the ball game to run the play in from the sideline. He'll split out wide to the right as the Big Red break the huddle. Beck in the shotgun. He'll have one man off to his left hip is Brady Griffin. The man off to his right, 18-wheeler Tyrone Gilman. Here's the snap back to Beck, trying to get it over to... Oh, that's going to be a big loss on the play. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage as Brady Griffin got swallowed up in the backfield as Schulenburg sniffed out that handoff.
Number 33 read that one like a book.
That was Rodney Walton. That's a name you're going to hear a lot tonight for Schulenburg. Walton, the senior linebacker, came flying in right on the snap and was able to blow that play up in the backfield. Loss of one on the play. That'll set up 3rd and 7 here for the Big Red offense. They'll break the huddle. It'll be Beck in the gun with Gilman off his left hip. One wide out each way. This will be
Oakes
under center. He's
there goes Gilman.
And Gilman goes around the right side for a gain of 7 on the play. That should be enough
move
to move the sticks,
chain.
And it is. I'll tell you what, give Drayton Oakes credit.
Yes.
He's a hard man to find out there. He has a way of sneaking under center. Hard man to see. Kind of small.
That's the game plan, big boy.
But very effective nonetheless as the Panther offense is cruising down the field with 3:55 and counting here in the first quarter, trailing by a touchdown. Tie it up with a touchdown, take the lead with an extra point. They'll send Beck back in the shotgun. You'll have Griffin and Gilman back there with him. Gilman gets the handoff up the middle, breaks one tackle, unable to break away from the second two, and we'll give him about a yard on the play. 2nd and 9 upcoming for the Big Red.
Bradley on that tackle for Schulenburg.
So the Panthers offensively not having an issue at all, marching right down the field, taking their time, very methodical. Not making any mistakes.
Both teams with running the ball like this, that clock's going to keep running. And this quarter's going by pretty fast.
I was going to say, 3 minutes left in the first quarter. We only kicked off about 20 minutes ago. We'll be out of here by 8:30 at this rate. This will be Oaks under center, it looks like. Pitch play to the left side. Here's Beck. Beck's got it to the 25, to the 20, 15, all the way down to the 11-yard line. Colby back on the carry.
Nice
he got
job.
The pitch around the left side from Oaks. And that's more than enough to move the sticks, and the Burton Panthers are set up inside the red zone, first and 10 at the 14 with 2:51 to go in the first quarter. Colby Beck is a quarterback effective.
Yes.
As a running back, even more effective, it seems.
Casas and Schulte, they're running to the left here pretty strong.
So they're going to put Oaks under center. The junior. Strong side to the right of the formation. Gilman back there along with Beck. They're going to hand it off. Gilman up the gut. Plows his way forward for a gain of about two. That'll set up second down and eight. Yeah, call it second and seven. Put the ball at the 9-yard line. Knocking on the door.
Great drive here. We need to finish it off with a touchdown here.
You know, and realistically, 25 seconds on the play clock here. Burton could almost run this quarter out. Maybe get in and punch it in with a few seconds left in the quarter. But 1 minute, 49 seconds and counting as Oaks goes under center. Gilman and Beck in the backfield. That's going to be offside on Schulenberg, it appears. Or did our left side of the line jump first?
I think they did.
I'm going to...
It looks like Schulenberg is backing up.
And I'll put my money on that being another offside penalty. So that's another thing we talked about in the pregame show, mostly about Burton, just not, obviously they don't – this is a very well-coached football team. They're not going to beat themselves.
Yes.
But Schulenberg already on this drive alone, two offside penalties for 10 yards, and that's going to set up the Panthers inside the five with 1:42 as the clock winds. First down or second down, and there is a first down to be gained at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, I got you picking the C-18. We'll put this baby in the end zone.
Well, we'll see if Tyrone Gilman, he's to the right of Colby Beck, Oaks under center. Here comes the snap. They're going to give it off to Gilman. Ball's on the ground, and Schulenberg recovered. No, the ball's still out.
Colby Beck
was able to get back on it. I thought Schulenberg was going to jump on that ball, but kind of a muffled exchange as Gilman put it on the deck, but Colby Beck, right place, right time. That was a close call for the Big Red.
Yes, that could have been a tough one to lose when you're this close down there fixing the score.
And they still didn't lose any yardage. Third down and one. There is a first down to be had at the 3-yard line. Ball's at the 4. 45 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. This will very likely be the final play of the quarter for the Big Red. Oaks under center. Gilman and Beck in the backfield. They're going to hand it off to Gilman around the right side, and he's in! Touchdown! The Big Red on the board with 31 seconds left in the quarter. 18-wheeler Tyrone Gilman knots it up at 6. Daryl, that hole was big enough. Yep. We could have drove your pickup.
Oh, absolutely. Great job on that right side. Now Schulte's going to attempt this extra point.
So Schulte will be on to kick it.
Oaks are doing the holding.
You know, we talk about well-coached football teams and disciplined teams. As
there it is.
Oaks splits the uprights. And the Big Red lead at 7-6. We'll take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be back for the kickoff. The Big Red lead at 7-6 with 31 seconds left in the first quarter. This is Big Red football.
This is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity football team an amazing season.
First down.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers.
A 55-yard drive that took pretty much the majority of that first quarter off the board. 31 seconds left. The Big Red lead at 7-6 on the Tyrone Gilman 4-yard touchdown scamper. Schulte will kick it away here into the awaiting arms of Rodney Walton, the senior running back, back deep to receive this kickoff. It's going to go actually into the hands, looks like, of Davis. He'll bring it up to the 30. The 35, he's got a hold of the 40 and wrapped up and gang tackled by a host of the Big Red at about the 40-yard line. So another short field on special teams for Schulenburg coming up. And it'll probably, Darrell, run one play and take it to the second quarter, I imagine.
Each team, one possession. Schulenburg is going to get one extra possession on this first quarter, and then we should switch sides.
Yeah, this is definitely this has the feelings right now, the feel of a Big Ten rock fight.
Yes.
Here in SEC country.
It's going to be who's going to wear each other down the fastest to give up that big play.
Yeah, and a check in the gun. We'll send a man in motion off to the right, snap back to him, handoff right up the middle. Davis wrapped up and dropped to the backfield. A big time tackle for loss that time as John Davis gets dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of 1.5 on the play, about second and 12 coming up. And that'll be the end of the first quarter as the Big Red come back with a 55-yard scoring drive of their own to answer the opening drive. Touchdown from Schulenburg. They lead it 7-6 at the end of one. You got Big Red football on KWHI.com.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with the personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions.
No question, it is hot out there. So DDM Metal Buildings realizes you might not be ready just yet to start your new steel building. But don't let the Texas heat keep you from doing the planning. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop can guide you through the process of designing your new custom workshop, storage shed, barn, or barndominium. So they'll be all set for fabrication whenever you give the word. Trust your new steel building to the company with experience to build it to last. DDM Metal Buildings.
Well, you just missed it, but there was about a 61-yard near touchdown run for Schulenburg. They gave the ball off around the right side to Deterion Houston, and he rumbled ahead, fumbled it at the goal line, it appears. The ball was fumbled through the back of the end zone.
If he didn't cross the goal line first, and that's what the stripes are talking about.
That's a safety, isn't it?
It should be Burton ball.
If he fumbled it through the back of the end zone while the ball was still in play and he hadn't broken the plane yet, this should be Burton Panther football. Apologies for not getting you that play. As the referees talk it over on the west end goal line, the stripes huddle up, wait for the call from the white hat, see what the call is here. That should be Panther football.
Unless he crossed the goal line, which they really don't have no review there unless they send it up here to us and we say no, they didn't.
Well, let's see what the white hat has to say as he walks over to the Schulenburg head coach, who is not a happy camper. Luke Hobbs is not happy right now, so I'm thinking they're probably going to send this ball back over to the Big Red. Yeah, there it is, yes, as Coach Cody lets us know.
Yes, sir.
What a recovery. And you know what, Darrell? That just goes to show why you never give up on a play. He was checked out and gone. Did you catch who ran down?
Great hustle by Elms. He knocked it out and stuff, but he didn't give up on that play. He ran Elms to catch him, I don't know, probably 50 yards to catch him, and he never gave up.
That is a play right there that's going to get shown in film come Monday, I imagine.
And that might be one we need to write down and remember. That could be the turning point in the game, because here we're going to get the ball on our 20-yard line. We go down and score.
Well, you steal a possession.
Yes.
And you score on that possession. I mean, you're
put you up by what you want to be.
So Burton here, and you know, we talked about this at the end of the first quarter, but disciplined, well-coached football teams don't beat themselves and find a way to make you beat yourself. And that's exactly what the Big Red is up to right now. Is we'll send Oaks under center, Beck and Gilman in the backfield. They're going to hand it off Beck around the left side of it, or the right side rather. He'll get about two on the play before he stood up and dropped. Short gain on the play. Sets up second down and nine for the Big Red.
That was a huge play.
I mean, that, Darryl, might be the play of the season so far in week three.
You take your hat off to that young man for hustling like that.
Well, when you play for a program that's rich in tradition like the Burton program is, that's just the kind of thing that you do. That the motor gets turning a little quicker in moments like that when you have that much to play for. They're going to put Beck in the shotgun now with Gilman off to his left side, handed off to him. Gilman up the middle to the 25. He's at the 30 and
spun down.
The ball's out.
He took a shot there by number 12.
We'll see. Was he able to get back on it?
Number 55.
Yes. So on the recovery, that was a big-time recovery. Yeah. Burton's put the ball on the ground twice tonight, but they have been able to jump back on both. For the recovery that time is Alvarado, the junior offensive lineman, saving the day there.
That was a big stick by the safety, number 12.
And that's a name, too, Owen Brennick. Just a freshman out there making some hit stick moves.
Yeah.
All right, so the ball will be at the 26-yard line for the Big Red as they stare down. Third down and about four. Big third down coming up here and an opportunity for Schulenberg to get off the field. Beck in the gun. They snap it back to him. Hand it off. Gilman around the left side. Gilman to the 35, or to the 30. And he's going to be wrapped up short of the line to gain. So it appears the Panthers are going to have to kick this one away, Darryl.
I don't know.
It's pretty close.
We're confident right here. I think we're going to go for it.
I don't think there's a thought in Coach Hody's mind. You leave the offense out there fourth and half a yard, and you've got Tyrone Gilman in your backfield. I think you just lick the stamp and send it.
Yeah, so we can't get this 1 yard. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, though, being the dummy I am. We're going to go a hard snap, and they're going to jump off sides, and we're going to get a first down the easy way.
Well, that's absolutely what you're trying to do first. I mean, this is a Schulenberg defensive line that's jumped off sides twice on their only other possession. So they'll line up in a power formation with – and there it is.
And there it is.
Or wait a minute. We have a timeout on the field. Okay, so it looked to me, Darryl, like the linebacker came up and maybe forced his defensive lineman to jump offside. We're going to keep it here for this timeout, though. 9:25 left in the first half. 7-6 the score. The Big Red lead it. Trying to capitalize on this free possession.
I think Coach Odie wanted something different. I don't think the formation was right. Because he's doing some steady preaching out there. And everything. Being Beck, being a bigger cat, and you only need a football length, he maybe was supposed to line up behind center, under center, and
maybe get some push.
My boy Thaler's over here looking for doves and laughing at me. I'm kind of connected to his headphones, so I kind of know what he's talking about.
We are sharing the booth tonight with the assistant coaches for the Panthers. So very grateful that they didn't kick us out, because it'd be awfully hard to call the game from the stands. Now we're going to line up in punt formation for the Panthers. Oh, and a flag on the play. This might be. I'm going to see a false start. We'll wait for the call.
That or a legal formation, one or two.
Waiting for
Schulenberg coaches were over there dancing like they're doing the chicken dance.
Coach Hody's not happy, so I imagine this is probably going to go. They're going to pick the flag up. Okay. A flag malfunction stops play with 9:23 to go in the first half. Daryl, I hate to ask you this, but is that Beck back there fixing to kick it away?
Yes, sir. That's Beck fixing to kick it.
The contacts are failing me miserably right now.
Hey, I got your back, buddy. 20-20 here.
And that one goes off the right side of the boot of Beck. It's going to roll on the Schulenberg side of the 50. An excellent field position upcoming. So really and truthfully, at the end of the day, an amazing hustle play takes what would have been a monstrous touchdown run off the board for Schulenburg, but really for them, no harm, no foul. They get the ball back on their side of the 50. You're on the Burton side of the 50.
But we're still ahead 7-6.
And scoreboard makes a triumphant return. Ball to 45. The big red lineup placing defense. Here comes that Schulenburg offense that moved the ball with relative ease on their first true drive of the game. They're going to put Janacek in the gun. They got a one back off to his right side. Two wide out, split to the right. Man in motion. Snap back. Fake the jet sweep. Going to keep it right up the middle. Janacek 40, 35 to the 30. To the 35, 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown. Wow. Oh, my. A 45-yard touchdown run from quarterback Aaron Janacek. The junior scampers home and puts his Shorthorns up by a score, 12-7 with 9:06 to go in the first half, and picking up right where they left off on that first possession before the fumble.
Yeah, we read the motion. They did the end-around sweep last time, and we followed that guy, and yeah. Janacek had a big hole.
So they'll go for two. Janacek will line up under center. Strong side to the right, or to the left. Snap back to him. Hand off around the left side. Towards the goal line, and falling across is Walton. And that'll be
offsides defense. That'll be declined.
A successful two-point conversion will make the score 14-7 in favor of Schulenburg. The Big Red will receive the kickoff in 60 seconds. This is high school football on KWHI.com.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Getting ready to receive the kickoff. The Burton Panthers going to have to answer here with 9:06 to go in the first half. They stole a possession away from the Shorthorns, had to punt it away on downs, and then wound up giving up a 45-yard Janacek touchdown run. Here's the kickoff, and it'll be a short kickoff to the right side, and that ball will fly out of bounds. That should be. Did it make it out of bounds?
It looks like it, but I don't see see a flag.
I don't see any laundry on the field, so a short kickoff will give Burton decent field position. We'll line them up at about the 26, 27-yard line, it appears. And that's where the Big Red offense will take over. Defensively, I mean, I don't know what we'll obviously talk more about it at halftime, but what you got to do to tighten up on defense?
You know, we're following. They're doing a lot of motion. They're splitting us out, twins on each side, and just kind of splitting everybody out. It's going to be all right. We need to score here.
Beck in the gun. Gilman off his right hip. Snap back to him. He'll look to throw. Pass out to the flat on the left side. Dropped. A little bit wide of the outstretched arms of Drayton Oaks. Incomplete pass will bring up 2nd and 10. Clock stops with 9:03 to go in the first half. 14-7, Schulenburg leads Burton. Big Red were able to force a turnover on the last two drives ago for Schulenburg. Offensively, we're not able to come up with much, and then had to punt it away, leading to that 45-yard touchdown run. Trying to answer here before halftime. Now, keep in mind, Darrell, that Burton will receive the second-half kick, so maybe an opportunity to take your time and go 2-for-1 here.
That's what we're calling for.
So they're going to put Oaks under center now. He's going to hand it off back around the left side. Beck's got a hold of the 30, to the 35, and he's wrapped up and dropped just short of the 35-yard line. Gain of about 7 or 8 on the play, and that'll set up 3rd down and short.
Got him about 2 yards short.
Big time 3rd down coming up here for this Big Red offense.
You know, we had to throw the ball a little bit to keep those guys. They're putting 8, 9 men, 10 really, if you just want to count. They have their safety at least 12 yards back, and everybody else is inside the 5 to 7 yards.
They are loading up the box defensively, and now they're going to put... Here's a handoff for Beck around the left side. Beck able to get to the line to gain. No, just short. That's going to bring up fourth and short. They pitched it off to Colby Beck around the left side, and he winds up just a hair short of that first down. So fourth and inches, fourth and about a yard coming up for the Big Red offense, and I think at least line up and try to draw him offside here. I think you could really get away with just snapping it and trying to get yourself a yard. I mean, at this point.
Put back under center and go.
Well, got to be really careful here with this Schulenburg offense. They've been firing on all cylinders tonight. You'd hate to give them good field position, but they are going to go for it, it appears, here on fourth down. Oaks under center. They got Beck and Gilman in the backfield. Snap back to him and a timeout on the field. We'll see who called it. It was Schulenburg calls the timeout. We'll keep it here with... 7.5 minutes to go in the first half, Daryl. This is, we were talking about, obviously we'll hit on it probably way more in depth at halftime, but defensively, really the only issue right now for the Big Red is that defense.
Yes, giving up the big play. We talked at the beginning of the game, turnovers and big plays. So far on the turnover deal, we're winning that, but we're losing on giving up the big play. Right now, this is a huge, huge play for us. If we don't pick this first down up, we're giving them a really short field. And we haven't been able to stop them yet. This is going to be a big decision here coming out of this timeout.
Well, you think about, just situational football here. If you're Schulenburg and let's say Burton does snap the ball and go for it, you hold him short, the first thing you're doing, your first offensive play is you're taking a shot.
That's right. But on the flip side of that, they're not. I don't think they can throw the ball either.
No, and honestly, I mean, take a shot could mean, run another jet sweep, maybe reverse, some crazy
something
weird
off the
motion.
Wall.
Yeah, exactly. Throw something, like the old kitchen sink thing. But Burton going to try to
going for it.
Going to go for it on this fourth down. Fourth and about a yard for the Panther offense. I think Oaks is under center. They got Beck and Gilman in the backfield. One wideout split to the near side. Here's a handoff pitch around the left side. Beck, and he is dropped short of the first down. What a stop by Schulenburg. And
the 33.
And that was Walton again. Rodney Walton comes up from his linebacker spot with a hit stick, and that sets up his offense with amazing field position. Ball at the 34-yard line for Schulenburg, and they are cooking, Daryl.
Yeah. This is a huge defensive stand for Burton.
So he can't get beat on a big play here. There's a shot to be had if you're Schulenburg right now with 7:29 to go in the first half. Janicek under center. Gets the snap, hands it off. Oh, they do a fullback trap up the middle. No gain on the play. That was Davis, the ball carrier, wrapped up and dropped for no gain.
Schulte on that tackle. They went plain vanilla on you.
Maybe they can't throw the ball.
No. I mean, they look good in warm-ups, but like you said, anybody can throw when you don't have nobody rushing you.
Exactly. Well, second down and 9 coming up for the Shorthorns on a short field with Janicek in the gun. Trips split out wide to the left. Second and 9. Man in motion to the right. Snap back to Janicek. Screen pass over the near side. Pass caught. 30, 25. Balls on the ground and picked up. That was Cortez on the reception, able to recover his own fumble and move the line of scrimmage all the way up to the 25. Third down and 1 coming up.
Beck and Patterson on that tackle.
I'll tell you what, Burton's doing a great job of getting a hand on the football when they make contact. They're making dominant contact right now and able to force the fumble, force some mistakes by these ball carriers, but there's just so much green grass in front of them.
We need to punch this out right here.
Third and short coming up. Here's the snap back to Janicek. He'll keep it around the right side, and he's met. No, gets away from one tackle around, gets the first down, and more all the way down to the 10-5, nearly into the end zone. Hard to see from that angle. But
about the 3, probably. 2.
pretty close to the goal line, but more than enough to move the chains, and Schulenberg knocking on the door for their third touchdown of the night, already up one score.
Yeah, they got a bunch of green around that corner, buddy.
A lot of wide open real estate for Janacek to scamper around the right side of the formation and pick up nearly 25 on the play. They're going to put the ball down at about the 4-yard line. Here's Janacek at the gun. One back off his left hip. Hand off up the middle. Davis. Davis is stood up, and as he drops short of the goal line, the pile moves ever so close. Yeah.
Calling him down short.
Just short. Maybe a yard on the play. 5:50 to go, first half. 14-7. Schulenberg with the lead in the football, knocking on the door.
Beck on the bottom of that pile.
So Beck in on the stop. Ball's down at the 2-yard line here for Schulenberg.
5:30 left in this second quarter.
So Burton will get the ball back this half. Janacek will go under center. Loaded backfield. Snap back, handoff, Davis up the middle. Trying to push the pile, but stops short again. That's going to bring up third down.
Nice stop again by Beck.
So third and goal here. Boy, holding them to a field goal would be massive here for this defense. That's the thing, Darrell. We're not seeing Burton necessarily get blown off the ball. When they try to attack the A gap, B gap, they're holding up some rather nicely. It's just when they get around the edge.
When they take it outside, and that's what we got to watch here, that fake inside, and he keeps it.
Janacek under center, loaded backfield again. Snap back to him. They're going to hand it off up the middle. Big time hit.
RB4.
I think he's short.
Yes, sir.
What a stand by this Panther defense. Fourth and goal coming up. They tried to run that same play twice in a row, and Burton was not fooled.
Beck is just shooting gaps from his linebacker position right here. He's having a series.
So Colby Beck came up short on that fourth down run. Last time Burton had the ball, has been playing his tail off defensively, trying to get it back for the Big Red. Two big-time goal line stops for 14.
Looks like Schulenberg must have one timeout left. They're going to use it here. This is a huge play for Burton. If we can hold them here on four downs inside of this 5-yard line, that's huge. That'd be a backbreaker for Schulenberg.
So they will call the timeout after letting the play clock run all the way down. They know one way or another Burton's going to get the football back. We're going to take a short 30-second timeout, and we'll be back for this fourth down on KWHI.com.
Hi, this is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity Football Team an amazing season.
KWHI.com bringing you coverage of Big Red football tonight. The Panthers trail this one 14-7 on the road at Schulenberg. 3:57 to go, first half. A big fourth and goal coming up, Darrell, as Burton has had two goal line stands on second and third down, denying Davis the end zone for Schulenberg. They got to do it one more time, though.
Sure.
So both teams come out of the timeout. And it looks like Schulenberg is going to try to kick a field goal and take the points here, maybe? No, they're going
to. They got three trips to the left here. They're spreading us out.
Well, they did split them out all the way down to the bottom of the screen. So they'll put Janacek in the gun. Snap back to him, man.
Got a timeout or a penalty?
I think Coach Hody called a timeout. And that's probably a smart move. He might have just saved a touchdown there, because that was going to be a keeper for Janacek around the left side. And he had nothing but green grass in front of him the way that formation was breaking. 3:55 left, first half, 14-7. Schulenberg with the lead.
Coach Hody's not happy about something. He wanted a timeout.
I think he wanted an illegal formation penalty on Schulenberg. There was an awful lot of black jerseys in the backfield. So Coach Hody calls the timeout. We're going to keep it here for this one, as we have 3:55 left in the first half. 14-7. Burton trying to hang on deep in their own territory and deny Schulenberg the end zone here for the third time.
Very huge play.
So Let's think ahead a couple of plays here, Darrell. Let's say you hold them and you make the goal line stand and you turn the ball over. You get it on your own 2-yard line. You've got 3 minutes and it'll be roughly 3:50 to go 98 yards. What do you think?
Run the ball.
Run the ball. RTDB.
Right. Now, if Dion was here, we'd throw it.
Yeah.
Throw it 98 yards. Or we could do a Tony Dorsett, hand it off at that one, and let 18-wheeler take it 99.
We could go maybe a little Gator Bowl action, let old Tommy Armstrong chuck one 99 yards to Mr. Quincy Anunua.
Hey.
There's a drop from the past.
That's way back there. I'm just going to tell you that.
There's only two people who know who those people are that are listening
probably
right now, and they're my parents, and they're in Nebraska, yeah. All right, here we go. Fourth down, Schulenberg going for it. Janacek in the gun, one back, Davis off to his right hip, snap back to him. He's going to keep it right up the middle and stood up at the goal line, but falls into the end zone for the touchdown. We made contact right at the goal line, but Janacek was able to get that one final push and sneak it across the line again and stick it in the end zone with 3:51 to go. In the first half, that's going to put Schulenberg up 2 scores. That's tough.
Brady Griffin stood him up, but he had too much momentum going forward.
Extra point attempt on the way for the Shorthorns, trying to go up 21-7 here before halftime. Snap down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So. With 3:51 to go in the first half of this ball game, Burton will get one more drive this half to try to cut it to 1 score before they receive the second half kickoff. We'll take 60 seconds. We'll be back after this. This is Big Red Football.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Yes, the soothing sounds of Waylon Van Halen bringing you back into kickoff time for Schulenberg as Bryson Schrammick will tee it up and boot it away into the awaiting arms of, and that's going to be basically an onside kick. That's fair caught at the 41, so really good field position here, Darrell. I don't know about that call for Schulenberg.
No.
On the short kickoff, he gave Burton pretty good field position.
Yeah, we still have 3:51 left in this deal. Plenty of time for us to get this momentum back on our side.
Their first scoring drive, first and only scoring drive of this ball game for the Big Red, took about 6.5 minutes. But that was a different situation, obviously, not really hustling, no tempo, just kind of taking your time and moving the ball methodically down the field. This drive will need a little bit more urgency to stick in the end zone for 6. They're going to put Beck in the gun, Gilman off his right hip. Two wide outs to the right. Snap back to Colby. He'll keep it right up the middle. Goes around the right side. Has a hold of the 45. Spins his way near midfield to the 49.
Tyrone led him through that hole.
Yeah, Tyrone Gilman opened up.
Picked up 8.
The gates on that one. 2nd and 2 coming up. Clock running with 3:34 to go. 21-7. The Big Red down 2 scores. Still in it here, though. Yep. Obviously, you know, you go down and score here. You got to keep in mind you're receiving that second half kickoff.
This is huge here.
So they'll put Beck in the gun. Gilman off his right hip again. Same formation as before. Hand off to Gilman. Right up the gut he goes. Gilman powers his way. 18. Wheeler in his way to midfield near the first down marker.
He got it.
And he gets it. 1st and 10 coming up from midfield for the Big Red. Clock stops to move the chains with 3:10 to go in the half. Now they'll wind it. Ball right at midfield. Going to see a lot of this. Two plays, you pick up 10 yards. Very efficient offensive work here for the big Red O.
We're going to have to keep it getting in and out of that huddle.
I'll tell you, though, they are taking a lot of time here. 20 seconds on this play to get snapped as Beck is in the gun. He'll keep it right up the gut, goes around the left side, fakes, makes one man miss to the 45. He's got a hole and a flag on the play. This one's coming back.
Holding.
I didn't see the jersey number of the guilty party.
72 or either Gilman 18.
Beck had a nice hole, a suspiciously nice hole.
Yeah.
And it was enough to draw the penalty, so this one will go back 10 yards from the spot. And, you know, when we talk about the laundry and not beating yourself, you played that's the first penalty of the half against Burton. You play a perfect half, and then one, all it takes is one.
Very clean.
So now you go from what would have been second and about three to replay first down, and it's first and 20 back behind basically where you started the drive at the 41. So they're going to put Beck in the shotgun now. Two wideouts to the right. Gilman off his right hip. Shotgun snap back to Colby. He'll look to throw. Colby over the middle. Has a man and led him a little too far. Maybe a miscommunication on the route. Oakes was the intended receiver.
He threw it right in the middle. Brazier, the tight end, was going down the middle of the field, and he curled. And Gutierrez, he went to the 50, and they both were about in the same area. So neither one, he threw it right between both of them.
So Oakes will trot out wide to the right side of the formation on this play. It'll be Beck in the shotgun. Gilman off his right hip, ball's on the left hash, 40-yard line, second down and 20. Snap back to Beck, hand off, Gilman up the middle to the 45. Gilman's got a hole across midfield and gets those penalty yards back to set up third and 9. Tyrone Gilman with a scamper for 11.
Great hard run right there by Gilman. Let's go, boys. Keep moving.
So the clock's still moving with 2:20 to go in the quarter. In this first half, Burton down two scores, desperately needing a touchdown here.
Got someone hurt on the other side, number 44.
So it looks like the injured party this time is Aiden Mendez. He's a sophomore linebacker. And he'll drop just on the right side of midfield. So looks like he's cramping up a little bit. So we're going to take a short 30 seconds and come back and discuss the remaining 2 minutes and 14 seconds of this first half of football. It's 21-7 Schulenburg over Burton. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Dive into autumn fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Starting September 5th, enjoy their indoor pool oasis every weekday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays, make a splash from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Energize your day with water aerobics. Available both morning and evening, Monday through Friday. Beyond lap swims and recreation, the Bluebell Aquatic Center is your venue for special events and private parties. Book your inflatable party now. Discover more at cityofbrenham.org or visit them at 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
They're able to help Mendez off the field, and he walks off under his own power. So we will get ready to go here for 3rd and 9, 2:13 to go and rolling in the first half, 21-7. Schulenburg leads Burton. The Big Red offense, after a holding penalty, gains back the penalty yards, faced with 3rd and long here, 4-down territory. Naturally, I would imagine, especially if you pick up 5 or 6 here, they'll break the huddle. Beck will stand in the shotgun at his own 45. He's got Gilman off of his hip on the right side. Two wideouts to the left, one to the right. Snap back to Beck. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. Going looking long. Deep. He's got one-on-one coverage to the outside. That should be pass interference. Goodness. That is the most egregiously missed pass interference call I've seen in 28 years of observing the game of football. Jose Cortez was draped all over the Burton wideout. Gutierrez wearing him like a sweater. Rode him all the way to the ground. Never even turned to look for the football. and some home cooking swallows the laundry and the whistles.
Yeah, that was...
And so Burton will probably punt this away here with 1:44 to go in the half. I mean, things that make you go oof.
Yep.
So Beck will stand at his own 40 to kick it away. Snap back to him. Beck had a shank last time. This is a good punt. And a good Burton roll all the way down to about the 10-yard line. Make it down to the, yep, down to the 10 is where it'll die. And so Burton, on one hand, you flip the field, but Darryl, you really want it.
Yeah, we need to put points on the board.
So Burton will receive the second half kickoff. The defense needs to step up in a big way here to keep Schulenburg off the board.
Yeah, no big play here.
Oh my gosh, that was a pretty bad no call there, buddy.
You say Ray Charles could have seen that.
I think he just texted me and said, I saw that too. 1:35 left in the first half, 21-7. Big red on defense. Ball at the 10-yard line. Schulenburg has to go 90 yards in 95 seconds. Snap back to Janacek. They hand it off right up the gut. Stood up and dropped after a gain of about, call it three or four. Second down, and I'll give him five. Second and five coming up. 1:20 and counting in the first half. Schulenburg might be content here to just run the ball and let the clock die. They'll let that play clock run all the way down to single digits before they even think about snapping this thing. But talking about defense, you know, obviously, in this second half, one of the nice conveniences of having a great coaching staff and some smart guys on the sideline. This should be an opportunity here for the Panthers to make some adjustments to come out and maybe make a run in the second half. 50 seconds and counting and a flag on the play.
Delay it again.
Did not get the snap off. So they'll go ahead and take the penalty. That'll make it second down and 10 with 47 seconds to go in the first half. A very quick first half, Darryl. We were only out here for an hour.
You keep the ball on the ground, the clock keeps running, brother.
RTDB, my friends. It just feels right.
That's right. Run this. We could get a turnover here. It would be very, very, very sweet.
So we'll see if they maybe just take it down to a knee or if they run a play. Janacek under center. Waiting for the play clock at two, at one. Snap takes the snap, gets a handoff. Oh, good Lord. 25-30 to the 35. Nearly broke that play was Rodney Walton. That is a dangerous man.
Yeah.
That is a grown man playing football out there right now, Darryl.
Yeah, he had the corner there. He had the corner, and it looked like that could have got ugly.
It could have got ugly fast, but 8 seconds left in the half and counting. That should do it for the first half of play here from Schulenburg High School. The Shorthorns take a two-score lead into the locker room at the half. 21-7, the Burton Panthers trail by 14. We'll be back with halftime. You got Big Red Football on KWHI.com.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Hi, this is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton.
We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity football team an amazing season.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Well, at the end of the first half, the score 21-7 in favor of the home team, Schulenburg. I don't want to say putting it off. Burton had moments in that first half where they looked dominant off the line of scrimmage, but this has been a very strange game so far. Definitely a couple of bounces that were very fortunate went the way of the Shorthorns in that first half. And a couple towards the way of Burton. The difference is Burton just wasn't able to capitalize.
That's right. We were blessed, fumbled the ball twice and recovered both of them, and then knocking the ball out of the runner's hand into the end zone and getting it on the 20 for us. Big play.
Big play.
And everything for them to stop us on fourth. We had a great goal line stand going right there, but that's asking a lot at any level to keep somebody out of the end zone on fourth place.
We're going to take a quick break here on KWHI.com. 21-7 your score at the half. It's Burton trailing Schulenburg. Yeah, Big Red Football on KWHI.
Make your property great again with Baker's Ag Service. They've been family-owned and operated for generations here in the Brazos Valley. For over 30 years, they've handled your farm, ranch, home site, and demolition work. They also handled your excavation services and commercial job site preparation in the Brazos Valley, along with professional and personalized bids for each client. If you need a team sure to get the job done correctly, quickly, and without hassle, call Baker Ag Service at 979-277-4435. Fully insured.
First down.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. We know our boys will bounce back from last year to take their place in the postseason. We wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
No question, it's hot out there. But DDM Pipe and Seal realizes some projects still need to get done despite the Texas heat. That's why the folks at DDM carry a complete inventory of just about everything metal you might need, whether it's pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, welding supplies, or even roll-up doors. DDM Pipe and Seal's locations in Brenham and Bastrop can help. They even have 5 different metal roofing systems, so you can trust DDM to help make your summer projects a little bit easier.
Not in Panama, but Daryl, is Panama a hot place? Because it's hot in Texas.
Yeah, it's a little cooking going on right here. I'm sure it's really, really hot off in that dressing room over there. Because I know my boy, when they come back off of here out of this halftime, two of them going to have a little bit less weight on them. And stuff. But, you know, it's just been one of those kind of kind of, I don't know, is the wrong term, dog games?
Yeah, I mean, it's a rock fight, really, is what it feels like. This is just a good old-fashioned, like, Big Ten, late November, just line it up and throw rocks at each other. The only difference is, and there's 28 points on the board, is because of a couple of breaks.
Yes.
And, you know, defensively for Burton, you got to give credit to Schulenburg for their offensive game plan. Luke Hobbs had it figured out. He's got very talented guys, just quick and twitchy skill players. And he's putting them out in space in one-on-one situation with the Burton second level, and it's causing problems.
Yeah, that's when they split it out, it seems to be when we're having the trouble, we're following the motion, and then they're running off of that, the opposite direction, away from it. And we're following the motion right now, in which gave the big play touchdown a while ago. Guys are playing both ways, but it's on both sides. So right now, the team that comes out, we're going to get the ball first. It's absolutely no doubt. We have to go down and score.
Yeah, it's not desperation time per se, but you're feeling a heck of a lot better going down the field and scoring a touchdown here out of the half. And that's something, too, that, you know, this is, we forget that this is a Burton team that, while they may not have as many bullets in the gun as they did a year ago, they still have a guy named Gilman back there carrying the rock.
Yes, he can bust it at any time. You know, we watched the first half. What did Schulenburg try to throw it? Maybe twice. And we tried to throw it three times. So that's not going to change. It was obvious that neither team likes to throw the ball. So it's going to be smash mouth. Schulenburg's going to want to eat that clock up. Like in the first quarter, each one had one possession. Schulenburg had one more play. With a two possession deal, but to eat up the clock in the first quarter with both of them just touching the ball virtually one time, that's what they're going to try to do. We're going to have to come out here and score, and then we got to hold them. And so some way, somehow, we got to come up with a fourth down, three and out. Or a big turnover. The worst thing we can do is come out here and turn the ball over this first possession. I think this first possession is as big as Helms running that guy down and knocking the ball out.
Well, that's a play too, Daryl, that we're going to remember at the end of this game. That, you know, let's say it comes down to it, and you're still in the ball game late in the fourth with a chance to win it. You go back and look at plays like that on tape.
His hustle play right there. We said then we're going to look back and say that was huge. The only way that's going to be really huge is we come down and score this first possession, cut it to a one-score game. We can't go down three scores. We don't run the hurry up. We don't throw the ball. So those two things are huge if you want to try to make a comeback. So this first deal, and, you know, Schulenburg went away from kicking the ball deep. They're pooch kicking. You know, you got to keep in your mind, they might onside if they're cocky. They might onside this first kick. That would be really bold. But you're up by two scores. Your defense has been playing really well. You're catching a break now for a few minutes inside that locker room. Both teams, whoever comes out fresh and wants it the most, we're going to see how energetic our guys, we're going to see who's going to be the leader this time when they come out of this dressing room. It's no doubt in my mind, them coaches are in there talking their heads off. Now they're going to challenge these guys. They have to respond. We as fans, them as coaches for sure. They can't play for them. You know, we talked with Coach Smith at the volleyball game the other night. You know, and she made the comment. I just wish sometimes I could go out there and play. Yeah, you can see it. You've been there. But you can't play for the kids. They have to have it right here in that heart, that killer instinct that, look, I'm not going to get beat. I told a guy when we were looking at pigs yesterday, I said, you know, there's only one person that's happy. That's the grand champion. If you're a reserve champion, you're what?
First loser. What did Dale Earnhardt say second place was? First loser.
That's right. And stuff. And we carry that on here in Burton. You're first loser if you don't come here and step it up.
And you know what? If you do it for no one else, do it for Dale.
That's it.
And Daryl.
That's right. D&D.
Yeah, there is one play in that first half. It's funny you mentioned we can't go out there and play for the kids. But there's one play I wish I could have went out there and played for when Kobe laid up that deep ball.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you need that 6'9", that reach.
Reach up there and get it.
Get up there and get it. Nobody's coming down with that rock but me.
Except me.
No, yes, no, that high school kid, he would ate my lunch. I'm fat and old now. I can't do what I used to do. But I know what I can do. I can talk about football on the radio, so here we go. Mom says if you ain't first, you're last. So we've had two NASCAR references in this halftime show. I'm here for it. 16:25 left before we kick this thing off for the second half of play as the longest halftime show in the history of high school football rolls on. We'll take 2 minutes. You got KWHI.com for Big Red Football.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers! Hi, I'm
the Kiki family. Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Halftime rolls on. Welcome back to the Never Ending Halftime Show at KWHI.com. Shout out to Reagan for bringing us Gatorade.
Yeah, big shout out to my girl Reagan. Her and Aaron brought us a Gatorade up here to the box, and they're all smiles. We're high-fiving their big win.
They brought a butt kick into Fayetteville
and made them like it. Yes, sir. and stuff. And shout out again. We're going to, you know how we talk about tradition and excitement. Now, D. Winters, he's playing for the San Francisco 49ers.
He made the roster.
Tremendous shout out to him. Caleb Hommel's playing tomorrow for Trinity. It's his last year, last round, and everything. Just two tremendous guys that we're so proud of from Burton. You know, It just shows the tradition is deep. And you can be from a small school. That deal out there that you have to, in order to get noticed, look, if you're an athlete, they're going to find you. And Dee has done Burton so proud.
Now, okay, so let's, I feel like I'm going to get punched through the radio for asking this. But Dee went to TCU, correct?
Yes, sir.
Was he on the runner-up team?
That's year. Right. Yes.
And then he got drafded this year and made the run. Okay,
he
cool.
Made, yes, he
I had to get my timeline in order because I feel like I've only been in Texas for a year, but sometimes, and there's a few people that can back me up on this, feels like I've been here for 10 years now.
Well, we make people feel at home when you're here.
You do.
You know, we try not to be, you know, there's few people that have that issue that transplant in here and they have that snobby issue, but most of the homegrown people welcome you guys. And I mean, it ain't like you're from New York.
I ain't from California.
You ain't from New York.
I'm from the corn, my
That's
friend.
Right, man.
We got corn and we got football and we've got cows.
That's
which
right.
You guys also have two of those three things.
Absolutely. Two guys like that, they always come back to the community. It's just, you know, a tribute to our school, number one, that you put out kids like that. The parents, you know, grandparents, but everybody here. I say it every time that we get to do games. If you're not from a small school, you don't understand the love that these people have for these kids. It doesn't have to be your kid and everything. And it just makes me so proud that, and like these two youngins here, I'm so proud of Reagan and Aaron that the way that they give 110%. The girls are playing as a team. Softball is going to be really exciting and stuff. Zach Zorn is taking that program over. And, you know, the excitement is building for there.
We're going to have some playoff volleyball games to call here this fall.
We're
going to
do some volleyball, me and you. If we're going to have to boot it up, if they just give us the info that we can wear our cowboy hats, man, I mean, Nebraska, you ought to have a cowboy hat, too.
I do. I've got a couple. They're not with me. They're actually not even at my in Nebraska. They are at one of my buddy's houses from back home after a night of fun and partying. I left one there. And then,
you got thrown off of a bull and you lost your hat. That's what we're going to say?
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned small towns, small schools. And I think that's something that's very important about, you know, that we're talking about. Like, it's fun to talk about. I think that's why I enjoy Burton so much and why I enjoy calling these games so much is because if this program, this whole culture and the vibe of this community reminds me a lot of where I came from back in 37 County. And my Holdridge Dusters, who are playing a football game tonight themselves, are down 14-7 to Central City right now, but hey,
they'll dust on back.
They'll come back. They had a really good season last year and you know, we caught I feel like I was their curse because it seemed like every time I was calling their game, they lost. It was like 4 years of L's, and I'm like, guys, I gotta go. I can't keep dragging you down like this. But no, it's community. It's just good people. And that's what we got out here tonight in Schulenburg. Got a lot of Big Red faithful back in the stands as the blow-up helmet makes its return. We're about 10 minutes away from kicking off second half action on KWHI.com. We're going to take another short break as the longest halftime show ever rolls on KWHI.com.
No question, it is hot out there. So DDM Metal Buildings realizes you might not be ready just yet to start your new steel building. But don't let the Texas heat keep you from doing the planning. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop can guide you through the process of designing your new custom workshop, storage shed, barn, or barndominium. So they'll be all set for fabrication whenever you give the word. Trust your new steel building to the company with experience to build it to last. DDM Metal Buildings.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
Halftime on KWHI.com. It is 21-7 your score. Schulenburg leading Burton at the half. The Big Red probably getting a Big Red butt chew in that locker room right now. You know how it is. You've been in a locker room when you're down after a so-so first half, and the coach has to come in and just in a polite, professional manner say, come on, guys, let's pick it up a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, he challenges them. You know, football, I've said it 100 times already, football is a fiery man sport. So you got to expect that. You know, you could have a Jason Garrett who just stands on the sideline and spits and then claps his little old hands every once in a while and you're a loser. Or you can have somebody like Parcells or somebody like that would grab the face mask, or Jimmy Johnson. Let me rephrase to America's team, like the teams that we got to talk about. You grab their face mask and get their attention. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, football is a fiery, physical game. And if you can't get fired up by your coach showing that much emotion and care for his players, and you're going to get mad, then maybe you'll not come.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because, like we talk, we want to win. And the biggest way to win is come out and be fired up. These fans have to, when the guys come out of that tunnel, they got to show that we're supporting them 110% and showing them what it's all about, that we care. We ain't out of this game.
You know, I just couldn't agree more. You got to get up in there, and sometimes you got to lay the smack down to get some attention. But let's talk a little college football, because you know we're talking off the air during the break about it's the big games for the weekend. We got Texas and Alabama. We got A&M at Miami. And then just big for me, nobody else cares, and they're sick and tired of hearing about it, but Nebraska and Colorado. So let's start at the top. Alabama, Texas, who do you got tomorrow?
You know, Texas is so improved. You have assistant coach under Saban going head-to-head. They usually don't have much luck against him. Texas is a very good, explosive team. They're playing at Alabama or UT?
I think they're at Alabama because they were at UT last year. I could be wrong, though. Craig will text me and tell me I'm an idiot.
If you're in Alabama, Craig, I'm sorry, but you can't bet against them.
Mm-mm. No, I'm in the same boat. I've learned over the years, don't bet against Nick Saban.
Yeah,
I got to take Alabama on that one.
He does not have the horses either, though. He's got a young quarterback to where Texas has the experienced quarterback. It should be on paper. That should be one whale of a game.
I think, you know, I think it's by a score, and I think it's Alabama. Just when in doubt, Craig said in Alabama at Bryant Denny. So,
but you know, last year Alabama came back from way down against Texas.
That was one of the best games of the year,
and snuck that one away. I could see Texas going up there and taking that game because they have built a pretty stout program. You know, the Sippers were whining because they didn't play Manning last week. But hell, man, if you can save him for a red shirt,
might as
and stuff, why not?
A&M and Miami. Who do you got?
I'm going to have to, I'm going to get shunned on this one. I hope A&M wins, but playing in Miami, and after A&M actually beat somebody like they should have beat when they play in a high school team, they're going to come out, and unless they have changed and got a different mentality, they're probably going to come out and lay an egg against Miami.
Yeah, I'm really hoping they don't. I'm just going to go with A&M because I don't want to get a rock thrown at me when we get home. All right, Nebraska, Colorado. I'll take the lead on this one because, unlike all these other Division I Power 5 schools that got to open their season against Roast Beef State, my Nebraska Cornhuskers had to travel to Minnesota and took a 3-point L to the Golden Gophers and PJ, weird little bald guy, their coach. So we are battle-tested much more than Colorado is. All due respect to TCU fans, but your program's not what it was a year ago. You don't have Max Duggan.
No.
You know, I mean, that's...
And the running back.
Yeah.
Deuce is going to be our second back in Dallas.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, when the dust settles in Boulder tomorrow, not only do I think Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers walk away with a win, I think they get a big win.
I'm going to totally disagree again with you on that because Dion has some mojo. Dion is one of them coaches that kids love to play for. He's kind of like you either love him or you hate him. When he wasn't on Dallas, that he was with San Francisco, and we couldn't beat him, we hated him. But when Jerry Jones stepped up and got him and we won Super Bowl, the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know. So the players, I think, feel the same deal for him. It's going to be a heck of a game, but I still think Deion and them beat you by two touchdowns.
Jeff Sims runs for 200 yards and three touchdowns. The Nebraska defense gives up only 100 yards rushing, holds Shadur to under 200 yards passing. Nebraska's got by the end of the season, it'll be obvious, but Nebraska early in the year has one of the best secondaries in the Big Ten. And
Rhule is a heck of a coach. I mean, there's some coaches that can handle the NFL and some can't.
We forgot to deflate
the tunnel.
We're trying to kick off, but the giant inflatable Panther helmet is still chilling on the goal line on the west end of the field here as the teams are lined up and ready to go.
Do you think they'd call that 12 men on the field?
Bro's going to kick this ball off, but the ref's got to run out. Yeah, I don't know,
come
baby.
On, D. Yeah. I think they'd call it. If he kicked it in that tunnel, that might be like a goalie.
I mean,
give him a goal.
I wouldn't. I'd tell him to get bent and kick it again. 21-7, your scores. We're fixing to kick off second half action here on KWHI.com. Dean Erickson, Darryl Kiki with you as a score update from our friends in Brenham. Doug Brown reporting that the Cubs are up 21-14. Short kickoff, fielded at the 40 to the 45, a hold to the 50, and nearly breaking it free. Whoa, that was...
Yeah, but
they put Tyrone, snuck him up on that front line because they've been pooch kicking it off to the right side of the... to the other field, but Gilman just about snuck one there. So here we go. Burton set up with excellent field position, ball at their own 46, and down two scores, like we talked about at the half. We need a touchdown.
Yes, this drive is so crucial that they gave us excellent field position here, short field. Let's make that drive like we did our first drive. Line up hat to hat, and let's win this battle.
All right, put Drayton Oaks under center. Pitch play off of the right side. Here's a... that was a hard hit as the ball carrier
Griffin.
On the play. Griffin got walloped behind the line of scrimmage. So Brady Griffin goes down after a loss of about half a yard, sets up second and about 11. So, just underway here in the second half. I got a little kid's school desk in the press box that I was stuck under. Couldn't get up. Okay, here we go. All right, Oaks under center now, three in the backfield.
Hand up
right up the middle to Gilman. Gilman's going to truck his way up to the 48-yard line. Gave him a gain of 3.5. Sets up third and long. Well, you want to talk about a kick in the head to start the half. A three and out here would be bad news.
That would be,
as we would say back home, less than ideal.
Yes.
10:50 to go in the third quarter. 21-7. Schulenburg with the lead. Panthers with the football. Knocking on the door midfield with Beck in the shotgun. Probably an obvious pass play coming here. Gilman off his right, left hip now. They're going to go keeper to Beck right up the middle. Across midfield.
He got the corner. Oh,
and
great.
Just
tackle.
About had the corner, but a brilliant tackle in open space. And
a flag
on the play. Let's see if maybe we might be gifted a first down with a little extracurricular activity here as Beck gets up limping, and that is not a good sign for the Big Red. He appears to be all right for the most part. Favoring the ankle a little bit.
Yep. Burton's clapping, so personal foul.
That's going to be 15 with the first
tack
down.
Tack it on.
So,
all right.
A mental lapse by the Schulenburg defense leads to 15 and a fresh set of downs for the Panthers. Just when it looked like Schulenburg was going to get off the field defensively, a personal foul moves the ball all the way up to the 34. And Burton is in plus territory, set up with a fresh set of downs with 10.5 to go in the third quarter.
Huge break right there for us. Now we got to capitalize on it. Absolutely. We need to win this battle up front.
21-7. First drive of the second half for the Burton Panthers. Oaks under center. Three in the backfield. Trap play up the middle to Gilman. He scoots ahead to the 35 to the 30. He gets up to the 25. Still rolling, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling his way down to the 20-yard line. What a tough run from Tyrone Gilman. He kicked that bad boy into four-wheel drive and trucks his way ahead to a hard-earned 11 and a first down. All right, if anybody's listening to the stream but happens to be here in Schulenburg, we have an emergency in the press box. The play-by-play guy needs contact solution.
Nice.
Your boy's a bit blurry. It is 9:35 to go here in the third quarter. 21-7, Oaks under center. First and 10, ball at the 20. Snap back to Oaks. Pitch play, Beck around the left side. Beck gets stood up and spun down for a loss behind the line of gain. Maybe that ankle.
Number 33 again.
That was another big stop there for Walton. Rodney Walton. You know, I never seen a high school kid named Rodney. Usually that's a grown man's name, and Rodney Walton's playing like a grown man.
He is. He's a pretty good athlete over there for them.
It's like Scott. You never see a baby named Scott. And if you do, it probably has a mustache. Here we go for second down and 11. Ball at the 21. 8:50 and rolling in the third quarter. Oaks under, or Beck in the shotgun now. Two wideouts to the right. Snap back. Hand off Gilman up the left side. Rumbles his way forward. Still
running over
and forward.
Running over everybody.
He's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Fire.
Tyrone Gilman, how many tackles can one man break on his way to the house? He broke at least three or four tackles.
We need to send that in to NFL Network deal. We could get the angry run right there.
I'll tell you what, Gilman kicked that thing into four low and trucked it all the way to the house.
Yes, sir.
21-13, extra point upcoming for the Big Red.
That's where when you talk, you make them like it. He made them like it.
Snap. The hold is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-14, 8:38 to go in the third quarter. The Panthers march down the field 55 yards on the scoring drive.
We got ourselves a ball game here in Nebraska.
We'll take a break. We're back with the kickoff next on KWHI.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Well, the scoring drive capped off by a Gilman touchdown run, running over everybody and their dog on his way to pay dirt.
Yes, he did.
Second touchdown of the night for the Big Red. 21-14, kickoff coming up. The boot is away. The kick is fielded at about the 20 to the 25 to the 30, all the way to the 35 to the 40, rumbling his way. On about a 20-yard return, that was Rodney Walton.
Tackled by Brady Griffin.
Brady in on the stop that time. 8:33 to go in the third quarter. It's a one-score ball game. Big Red trail by seven. Schulenberg has the football. Pretty decent field position at the 40.
It's a big series. Like we said, coming out of half, we needed to score. Now we need the defense to step up right here, buddy.
Well, the offense got the job done. Now it's time to switch sides. Here's the snap back. And yes. Pass batted down at the line of scrimmage. That was the big right hand of Weston Ells getting up and knocking that ball out of the sky.
Yeah, there's two plays for Ells right there. Two blue stars.
Aaron Janicek, the quarterback, didn't quite have enough mustard under it to get it over the offensive or the defensive line. That'll bring up second down and 10. Big time first down play for the Burton defense. A little bit of a spark.
Now we got to watch this motion here that we don't follow it.
Two wideouts split to the near side. One to the top of your screen in the shotgun is Janicek. Empty backfield. Or no, he's got one off his right hip. Man in motion around to the right side. They'll hand it off right up the middle for Davis. Davis to the 42, and he stood up. Got maybe a yard with forward progress before he was turned around and sent back where he came from.
Beck is having a big game out of that middle linebacker position.
Colby Beck tonight has been lighting up those gaps. So, third down, an opportunity for the Big Red to get off the field. They'll put Janicek in the shotgun. One back off to his right side. Two wideouts to the bottom of the screen. One to the top.
Third and 10.
Here's the snap. Back to throw. Pressure coming. Steps up into the pocket. Heaves it deep downfield. Has a man. Pass caught. First down to the 30-yard line. Schulenberg converts on the pass play from Janicek to Davis. And that was Yanda on the care or on the catch. And that's a backbreaker for that Big Red defense.
Yeah. That ball hung up in the air a long time. We just didn't get there.
Yanda's got some height too on him. Who was on the coverage that time? Was that Gutierrez?
Number three.
So Oakes was on the coverage, giving up a little bit of height, but not too much, but just really an a well-placed pass.
Yeah.
So Janicek will step back in the shotgun, trips to the near side, designed quarterback run around the left side hand, tracked down from behind. That was a big-time play.
63.
Weston Ells stepping up and making another big play. Gain of only two on the play.
Yes, sir.
It'll be second and seven. So it seems that they've gotten that design quarterback run around the edge kind of tightened up in the locker room.
Yes, they got a man lined up. That's your guy. You hit him whether he got the ball or not.
Well, and it looks like, too, that previous play, that big pass, Schulenberg has been setting up to take a shot over the top all night, and they finally got one.
Yeah.
So Janicek will line up in the gun. He's got Davis on his left hip, trips to the near side. Shotgun formation. 6:42 to go in the third quarter. Man in motion to the left. Snap back to Janicek. Stepping up the throw. Going deep. Got a man wide open. Caught. Oh, he dropped it. Yonda dropped the pass. He was so wide open, he turned to look for the end zone before he had the ball secured.
Hit him in a bad spot.
Dropped it on the turf, and, ooh, Burton, a little blown coverage there, got lucky.
Hit him in a bad spot right in the hands.
The worst place. Catch it with your body, man. So here we go, third and long again for the Big Red defense.
Come on, guys, let's get a sack right here.
TFL needed. Trips to the near side again. Shotgun formation. Janacek with a back. Davis off to his right hip. Man in motion. They'll snap it back to Janacek. He'll design run around the right side. Tries to cut back to the ball. Ball's out. Tyrone Gilman. Baby up in the backfield. Gilman with the recovery.
Number two.
Big Red football.
21 just laid him out. Griffin. And Gilman scooped it up.
Brady Griffin with the hit stick.
Yeah.
On Janacek. Gilman there to scoop up the rock.
What a shot.
And Burton with a big-time defensive play, able to turn over Schulenberg for the third time tonight. And they need to capitalize on this one. They could march down the field and tie this baby up.
Yes, sir.
Daryl, the barn's on fire in Schulenberg. I think we're in for a good second half.
Yes, sir. We freaking tie this monkey up.
So they'll put Oaks under center. Three in the backfield is Gilman, Beck, and they're going to snap it back, hand
Kicks
it off
to
over
Beck.
The pitch over to Beck to the left side. Beck squirts his way up.
Ball's,
the field. Ball's out.
Out
again. Oh,
looks
good
like
Lord.
Schulenberg got it the way they're acting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't. Wow. Okay, so we're right back where we were.
Yep. But.
Boy. That was the wind leaving the sail. All right.
Now we got to see what we're made of. We got to bow up again.
6:23 to go, third quarter. Burton turns it over on their first offensive play of that drive off the Schulenberg turnover. So they'll send the offense back out. Janacek will line up in the gun. Three receivers split out wide to the left. Shotgun snap back to Janacek. Design Renault. He's going to pull back and try to throw. Has a man open over the top. Pass is too long. Incomplete. Second and 10 upcoming. They're really getting happy with the
got arm. A flag here. I think we're going to have a late hit on 63 this time.
Oh, jeez. They're going to get roughing the passer. Is that seriously a rule in high school? The way it is in, like, college in the NFL, where you can't hit the quarterback.
Yeah. They ought to just put a diaper on the quarterback.
Yeah, put a diaper on him, give him a binky.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks wear pads.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but this is football. You're wearing pads. You're wearing a helmet. I mean, you got kickers going out there and leveling people on kickoffs.
Yeah.
But no, we got to protect the quarterbacks. Jeez.
Looks like we talked about who's going to adjust or what the changes are going to be. It looks like Schulenberg's made their mind up. We're going to beat you by the passing game this second half. We didn't show you none of it last time.
Under center will be Janacek this time. Loaded backfield. Handoff around the right side for Rodney. Big Rodney making his way down towards about the 7 or 8 yard line. Enough for a first down. Rodney Walton. Pretty sure that guy's like, that's a grown man. Yeah. I want to see a birth certificate.
He might be 21.
He's got a mortgage and an SUV playing a grown man's game out there. That boy can run that football.
Yes, sir. The guy's got to dig deep here. Right now, we got a lot of hands on the hips.
He's got a better mustache than I do. Janacek under center, loaded backfield. Strong side is the left. Here's the handoff up the middle.
Pop
ball's on the ground. There's a
Burton said good one. They got it.
Yes, sir.
That's a break.
All right, so another fumble.
Take away and he giveth back.
The defense like, giveth and the defense taketh away.
Back. Looks like Beck had that covered on the 2 yard line.
Colby Beck out here just atoning for his sins on different sides of the ball. But again, that's just a testament of how you stay in and keep your head up and go make a play.
That's right.
So less than ideal field position, but nonetheless a stolen possession here for the Panthers. Now they've got to go 97 yards if they want to tie the ball game or at least flip the field.
Yes. We need to get at least one, if not two, first downs. I'd love a score.
Oaks under center. He'll get the snap, hands it off.
Gilman
trying to get around the edge, and Gilman's going to be drugged down at about the 5. Gain of 2 on the play. They're trying to rip it out of his hands. I don't think you're going to get that ball out of Tyrone Gilman's hands. I don't think the two of us could get the ball away from him.
No.
And you work with large animals, and I'm a large human.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Be worse than tackling a bull, just saying.
I have been tackled by my fair share of, angry cows.
Okay.
Those are scary. Had a few run-ins at the vet clinic back home back in the day. Traumatic memories. All right, Beck will be back in a quarterback in the gun. He's got Gilman off to his left hip. They're going to snap it, hand it off to Gilman. He's going to score it up the middle for about 4 on the play. Tyrone Gilman just makes dominant contact every time he's got the ball, whether he's coming up from his linebacker spot to make a tackle or whether he's taking a handoff. I mean, he just looks like the kind of dude that just wants to run through you.
Yes, he has Coach Hody's mentality of, I'm going to just plant you and make you like it. Right here is huge. He's going to have to plant this here. We need to pick this first down. We don't need to punt out the end zone.
All right, 3rd down and 7 coming up. They less than generous spot on the last play. Beck will go in the shotgun. Probably going to have to chuck this one here. Gilman off to his hip. They're going to keep it with Beck. Beck around the left side, and he stood up and dropped.
Big hit. There's our boy 33 again.
Yep, that's Rodney Walton doing Rodney Walton things. It's a big dude.
Yeah.
Very big dude. So Beck was going to have to line up in his own end zone to kick this one away. 4th down and 8. Coming up for the Big Red. Opportunity here on special teams maybe for Schulenberg to try to pop one. Jace Yonda will stand back at the 37-yard line to receive the Colby Beck punt. Colby puts the boot to it, sends it away. Yonda will let it bounce one time, and he's going to let that one die at about the 45-yard line. So call it a 45-yard punt.
We'll take that.
It's a lot better than it could have been. No return. So with 3:31 left in the third quarter, a very quickly moving third quarter, 21-14. The Panthers have the only score of the frame on the board this half with that touchdown run from Tyrone Gilman on the opening possession of the quarter.
You know, you start putting a ball on the ground when you get a little tired, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing away from the big hit a while ago, but...
Shotgun look here for Janacek. He'll send a man in motion as Yonda. They're going to fake the jet sweep to him.
And
keeps it. Janacek around to the 40. The 45, he's gone. 30,
nope,
25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Unbelievable. Another 45-yard touchdown run for Janacek. And that'll make it 27-14.
Beck fired out of his linebacker position and was guessing a hole. And Yonda kept it and went right where he left.
Yeah, that read option was had everybody in the back in the second level for the Panthers fooled. They run it well. I'll give them credit. For a high school team, they run it exceptionally well.
Absolutely.
So looking for the extra point for Schulenberg. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is good. Tacking on the extra point was Schramick. We'll take a break. 28-14, your score from Schulenberg High School. The Shorthorns lead the Panthers. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
Kick kickoff here from Schulenburg High School. 28-14 after the Schulenburg touchdown. A 45-yard scamper from quarterback Aaron Janicek. Second one of the night. Here's the kickoff. Short pooch kick. That'll be Griffin to pick it up. Or to the 20, to the 25, back towards the middle of the field.
And the ball's,
and the ball's out.
Out
again. And I think Schulenburg might have jumped on that one.
No, I believe we got lucky.
Did we get it back? So the return man that time was Brady Griffin. Tried to bring it back to the middle of the field and try to catch the edge, but
55 recovered that one.
The recovery, very crucial there for the Big Red. They'll set up the ball at the 21-yard line. Not a lot of time left here in the third quarter. Only 3:16 left, down two scores. This is not an offense that's built to move it quickly, Darryl.
No.
Their two-minute offense is more of a four-minute kind of deal.
Yeah, yep.
So sense of urgency is definitely going to pick up here on this drive for the Big Red. Beck in the shotgun, two wide out, split out wide to the right, one to the left. Gilman off the left hip of Beck. Snap back to Colby, looking to throw. Has pressure coming, steps up in the pocket, and is wrapped up and dropped.
Number 42 with that sack.
So wreaking havoc in the backfield was Jacob Vacek, the senior. Coming up from his DN spot, was able to beat the block, and the pressure came from the left side and forced Colby, or from the right side, and forced Colby to scramble out to the left. Didn't have enough time to step up and really get his legs under him to take off. 2:37 and counting, 28-14. Schulenburg with the lead, Burton with the football. Back to the 15 after the 5-yard loss on the play. Beck in the gun, looking for the snap, gets it, hands it off. Gilman left side, makes one man miss, scoots back to the middle of the field to the 20. And it is wrapped up after a gain of about 7 on the play, 6 or 7. Back near to the original line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third and long.
Like 39.
So Tyrone Gilman, when Burton gets behind the chains, that handoff to Gilman will get you 5 or 6, 7 yards.
Yes. But now we're in third and nine.
Yeah.
This is when we talked about getting behind the chains. We can't afford to get behind the chains.
So Beck will line up in the shotgun. Gilman on his left hip. Snap back to Colby. Looking. Gets the handoff to Gilman to the 25.
Big
30.
Run.
Gilman with a big hole. 35. 40, 45. 50. 45. 40. There's a flag on the field as Gilman is wrapped up and dropped at the 25.
They had 15 on a horse collar, too.
And there's another. There should be another flag. You're right, Darryl. He was drugged down from behind by the
But this is
the
ugly
collar.
Back here. This I think they're bringing it back.
This is a hold. Unbelievable. Just when you break one.
Yeah.
Tyrone Gilman broke one. I didn't see the hold. We don't have the benefit of instant replay. Is a block in the back? Is that what they're saying? Yeah. So it would have had to have been kind of away from the play if it wasn't in our focal point. So it's a
hold.
It's going to be a hold against the offense. It's going to bring back what would have been a pretty decent run, almost a 60-yard scamper for Gilman.
And now you got your best player. He's tired now.
Yeah.
And you're third in.
Well, as the great and powerful Austin Jacobson of KGFW in Kearney, Nebraska would say, it's third down and a country mile.
Country mile.
And since we're in Texas, country miles are about 10 miles everywhere else.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere is an hour, even if it's down the street. Beck will line up in the gun. Gilman off his hip, two wide outs to the right side. Beck back to throw, has a man open, caught, Oaks. Back up to the 20-yard line before he's wrapped up and dropped. So they got the penalty yardage back, but they will have to kick it away on fourth down. And that, Darryl, with only 1:02, a minute and rolling here in the third quarter. That holding penalty might come back to haunt the Panthers late in this one.
That was a huge, huge turning point.
That was just a backbreaker on that one, having your biggest run of the night called back on a ghost hold.
Yep.
So Burton will kick it away. Colby Beck getting the right leg worked out right and proper tonight. Gets the snap. Boots it away, an end-over-end
kick. Come on, get
kick.
A roll here.
trying to get a good roll, but it's just going to die at about the 44. So,
ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, so.
The freshman almost made.
Yeah, that was almost
a big boo-boo.
So to explain to the folks at home, Owen Brennick is a freshman, backup quarterback, backup defensive back, playing on special teams for the Schulenburg bunch. Had the punt kicked over his direction and ran over to cover it. But you don't want to do that because if you touch it, it's a live ball.
Yeah.
He would have fit in great on the Nebraska special teams unit a couple years ago. But teachable moment for the freshman. 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Janacek will go under center this time, and they'll snap it back to him, hand it off around the right side. Oh, boy, here comes Rodney Walton. Almost gets the edge, picks up about six on the play. Actually, no, he must have stepped out early, so they only give him four. That's going to do it for the third quarter. Well, Darryl, nope, they pushed him out. We're going to run one more play. You can tell I'm ready for the fourth quarter.
Hey,
ready
pump,
for jumping around.
Yeah. Don't hit the light above your head. It ain't but about 2 inches above your head.
We'll have me a Bastrop flashback. There's a bar we play at in Bastrop. The stage has a ceiling fan on it, and it comes up to my shoulders.
Give you a haircut?
It gave me a haircut and a headache.
Okay.
Concussion, boy.
You broke the fan, though, didn't you?
I didn't break it. Snap
God.
Just about went over the head of Janacek there on the second down snap. We're going to get an offside penalty against Burton. So a free 5 yards for the Shorthorns. We'll bring up second down at about 3. They did call that on Burton, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. Offside on the defense. So, 18 seconds left, and that snap just about went over Bro's head, too. So that could have been another.
Could have been a big play for us.
A little wild goose chase for the football. Turns into 5 free ones. 2nd and 2 here in the waning seconds of the third quarter as Janacek will go under center. 2 in the backfield lined up directly behind him. He'll get the snap. Hand it off around the right side. This is Davis, wrapped up, drop, no gain on the play. So a 3rd down and 3 coming up as we will go to the 4th. 28-14 the score as Schulenburg trying to put away the Burton Panthers, the Big Red trying to hang in and keep the fight going to the 4th. Down 2 scores. We'll see if they can pull it out. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.
Dive into autumn fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Starting September 5th, enjoy their indoor pool oasis every weekday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays, make a splash from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Energize your day with water aerobics. Available both morning and evening, Monday through Friday. Beyond lap swims and recreation, the Bluebell Aquatic Center is your venue for special events and private parties. Book your inflatable party now. Discover more at cityofbrenham.org or visit them at 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with the personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Getting ready to settle it from Schulenburg. Fourth quarter getting underway. The team switched sides. A big 3rd down on the way for this Burton defense trying to get off the field. 3rd down and 3 as Schulenburg waltzes back out onto the field as Janacek will direct the offense from the shotgun. Loaded backfield for him. 1 wide out each way. He's got one-on-one coverage each direction. They're going to hand it off to Davis. Davis is going to be drugged down from behind. They might stop him short, and they do. So Davis on the carry will find himself. Did he get the first down? He was awfully close. No, he's going to be about a yard short, it looks like.
Yep. Number 12 hung on for dear life right there.
So that was Chris Young hanging on for the tackle. The transfer from Belleville coming in to make a play.
4th and 1. Huge right here.
Well, if you're Burton defensively right here, number 1, don't jump. They're gonna line up under center.
Do you sell out? Go for it. I believe I do.
Load the box and get after it. They're gonna put Janicek in the shotgun now.
Uh oh.
I think we're gonna
ran out of time.
Yeah, that's a delay of game. The band is playing. That is a delay of game against Schulenburg.
Let's back them up five instead of this being fourth and two. Now you go back to fourth and about seven.
A big penalty.
That changes the whole deal right there, buddy.
And wind the clock. I'm surprised that the band is
playing.
I like it. I didn't know they could do that. I always thought it was a penalty if the band played during play.
No.
That's good for me.
Crowd noise, big boy.
I like it. And the cowbell is out, too. I love me some cowbell. All right, Janicek in the gun. Big fourth down, fourth and
come
seven. Schulenburg trying to go for it. Burton trying to shut him down. Back to throws. Janicek looking deep. The man open. Wide open over the middle. Pass is... Oh, did he catch that? Unbelievable. What a grab.
Number 11 over number 11.
Yonda got up way high. That kid's got to be pushing 6'3 or 6'4. He's a tall drink of water.
Yes.
And he just went up and snagged it out of the air. A well-placed ball by Janicek. And a rather annoying 4th and 7 conversion for the Schulenburg offense if you're Big Red faithful.
Yep.
10-19 to go in the ball game. Schulenburg, I mean, quite frankly, unless a crazy miracle happens, a score here pretty much puts it out of reach for the Big Red. So a big-time defensive stop is needed here as Walton goes around the left side, tries to cut back to the middle, fakes inside, goes back outside, makes one man miss, jumps for the goal line, but gets shoved out of bounds. He got hit by four separate Big Red tacklers on that play.
Beck finished him off.
10-02 to go. Clock stops. 28-14. Think about the clock. Even early in the fourth quarter like this, the clock stopping right there is beneficial for the Big Red. They need to try to somehow get out of this jam without giving up any points.
Can we ask for another turnover here?
28-14. Janicek in the gun. Hands it off. Up the middle, Davis. Davis rumbling his way to the end zone, to the goal line. Reaches out, and he's just short. Maybe about half a yard shy of pay dirt for Davis on the carry.
Griffin on that tackle.
9:46 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Now, Schulenburg right here, Daryl, could really do themselves a favor with the clock.
Yeah, milk it down.
Milk it down, and it is third down. Third and goal coming up, obviously. No matter what, two downs here to score a touchdown. So they're going to put Janicek under center. Walton and Davis in the backfield with him. Tight end, strong side to the right. Goal line dive for Janicek. And he's in. Touchdown. 34-14. So the gut punch for the Burton Panthers is Janicek is able to sneak his way into the end zone from 1 yard out. 34-14, extra point upcoming with 9:12 to go in the ballgame. This is a very, very surprising Schulenburg bunch, I will say. I did not expect them to be as forceful in the trenches as they are. Extra point is up and good. 35-14. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be back for the kickoff. The Big Red will receive the kickoff next on KWHI.com.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Back for the kickoff on KWHI.com, Big Red Football. Darryl Kiki, Dean Erickson alongside you from Schulenburg High School tonight as the Shorthorns, the home team, tacking on another touchdown, 35-14, trying to put away the Big Red from Burton High School tonight. Send them home with an L. Here's the kickoff, pooch kick off to the left side. That's going to be fielded at the 35 to the 40 to the 42 and stumbling forward on the return. Can't quite make out the ball carrier that time. It looked like it was
number 17.
All right, so that, I will get this kid's name right. If it's the last thing I do, Darryl Keith, I will get this kid's name right.
You are the man.
Ruben Rodriguez, freshman on special teams, getting a call out for returning the kickoff.
Boy, Ruben.
I like that, though. Out of your young players, you know, on a lot of times in that situation, you'd be like, ah, just fair catch it. But I like a freshman with a little aggression to try to pick up 2 or 3 yards. 9:09 to go in the ballgame, 35-14. Big Red down by 3 scores. Snap back to back handoff Gilman to the 40. Stumbling forward, wrapped up and dropped. Gain of about 3 on the play. 2nd and 7 upcoming. .848 and counting. Fourth quarter, 35-14. The Big Red came into this one leading at the end of the first quarter, 7-6. We're down by a score at the half. We're down by 2 scores at the half. Came back to within 1 score, 21-14, and it's been 2 unanswered from Schulenburg. Here's a handoff to Gilman. Gilman tripped up, dropped in the backfield, lost a 2 on the play. 3rd and long coming up.
They're getting in that backfield now. The tiredness is there.
Yeah, it's definitely someone's wore out.
Yeah, and, you know.
Bowen, when you have these games like this that are trench rock fights where you're throwing blows left and right, hitting people hard, running the ball a lot, these RTDB games really come down to whoever gets tired first.
Absolutely.
Schulenburg. I mean, the difference might just be the shorter drive of the game in a situation like this. 3 wideouts to the left, back in the gun, gets the snap, looking to throw deep downfield, has a man, double coverage, throws the ball up, and nearly intercepted, but dropped. On the coverage that time was Nick Goody. Intended receiver on the play was Ortiz.
I'm going to have to punt here.
So after the missed shot deep down the field, it'll be 4th and 9. So Beck will stay out to boot it away and maybe flip the field position here. 7:36 to go in the ball game. Schulenburg will get it back and probably try to run the clock out.
Not much time in between that possession either, buddy.
Well, for Burton, you're in a situation as the punt goes away. Spiraling kick lands and rolls its way, takes a Burton roll down to the 30. So a decent kick from Beck. Able to flip the field, but that will set up the Schulenburg offense. And up 3 scores, Darryl, I think you're probably going to see a lot of run the ball.
Yes, sir.
Run the ball and protect the lead, take home a win, don't put it on the turf. And Schulenburg will walk away with the dub tonight on their home field. A great effort from a shorthanded Burton Panther team, though, tonight. Coming into this one, down 2 starters with Schubert and Unger on the sidelines. Losing them to injury and illness this week. A couple of young guys had to step in to fill those roles, as here comes Walton around the left side. Walton drugged down out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. Good for the Panthers.
And a loss on that play, too.
So a TFL drops Walton for a loss, 4 yards the other direction. 2nd and 14 upcoming. He did not get out of bounds. So the clock does continue to run, 7:06 and counting in the ball game.
It's Weston Ells again. He's had a nice game.
And Weston Ells is a really nice-looking player for this Burton team. Very active with his hands on the defensive line. A great blocker, great hustle plays. Putting a lot of good film together.
Yeah.
Snap back to Janacek. He'll try to keep it around the left side. Right. Or no, they hand it off on the reverse to Yonda, and he is drilled into the turf.
Beck.
That was Beck with the hit stick. Third and 10 coming up here for the Schulenburg offense. Burton trying to make quick work of this three and out with 6:13 and counting in the ballgame. And the play clock and the game clock, the best friend of the Schulenburg offense, is they haven't even broken the huddle yet, and there's 7 seconds on the play clock. We'll probably see them burn a timeout.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they're going to do. So we'll have a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back for this third and 10. You've got high school football. It's Figure Eight Football on KWHI.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Third and 10 coming up on KWHI High School Football. The Burton Panthers trail 35-14. Schulenburg faces third and 10. Man in motion. Janacek in the gun. They're going to snap it back to him. Back to throw. And pressure coming from the left side. He's wrapped up and dropped for a big sack.
Nice job, Gilman.
Gilman on the play there as he gets into the backfield and is able to drop Janacek for a huge loss. That'll bring up fourth and about 22-ish. Country mile, we'll call it that. Shouts out to Austin Jacobson.
He never quits.
No, he doesn't. That's the kind of stuff that's going to get him playing on Saturdays.
Yes, sir.
Does he have any offers? Where's he going to school?
You know, I think they might be talking a little bit at Blinn, maybe, but a good spot.
Well, I know a certain program that loves running backs from the state of Texas that we could hook him up with. Here's the punt, back deep to receive it. Ball bounces at the 50, and it's going to die at the 45. So covered up by the Schulenburg Special Teams Unit. 5:03 to go in the ballgame, 35-14. The score, Burton has the football at their own 44. Trying to make something happen, and it happened quickly. They're down 3 scores, but we've seen them in the past rattle off some big plays. Gilman on the trap, swallowed up and dropped, no gain.
They're just, you know, they're tired up front, Dean, and they're just getting beat.
Yeah.
By the time they hand him the ball, they already got 2 guys on him. You know, we talked about getting wore down, the youth of the team as far as the depth.
Well, you talk about youth and you talk about inexperience. These are moments that these younger players are going to look back to when they're juniors and seniors, and they're going to be able to recognize in these moments of where they got mentally beat.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to draw back from this and not let that happen again as the handoff goes to Griffin, and he squirts across midfield for a nice gain of about 7 or 8 on the play. That'll set up third and short. And they're going to... Oh, man, the home cooking is great tonight. I know I shouldn't be whining about a spot in the fourth quarter
it up
down
two,
3 scores,
yeah.
But good Lord.
Backed it up 2 yards.
See, this is why I could never coach. You remember the movie Hoosiers?
Yeah.
I'm basically Gene Hackman in Hoosiers. I'd be asking if they've got pigeon feces in their eyes every other second.
You think you'd be getting thrown out a little bit?
Oh, at least once or twice a season. Oaks under center, hands it off to Griffin again. He's got enough
first
for first down.
Down
as he rumbles his way forward. That was Colby Beck, rather, on the carry. Gets it into plus territory to the 40-yard line.
He followed Aschenbeck right there and Schulte.
Give him 10 on the play. 3:25 and rolling in the ball game. KWHI.com. Tonight bringing you coverage of Burton Panther football. Daryl Kinke alongside me, Dean Erickson, tonight from Schulenburg High School. First and 10, ball at the 40. 35-14, Schulenburg with the lead, showing blitz. Here's the handoff around the right side for Griffin. Griffin squirts ahead for 5, and he'll pick up the yardage to the 35. As the clock continues to roll, 35-14, 2:48 to go in the ballgame. Second down, 5 to the line to gain, which is the 30-yard line for the Big Red. 2:30 and counting in the ball game. This one all but over now for the Big Red, just trying to get a maybe tack on one more touchdown.
Get a positive for the next week.
End on a high note. End on a make. Here's Griffin running the ball hard up to the 30-yard line. Gets to the line to gain and then is pushed back. They're going to give him forward progress, and that'll move the sticks. .213 left in the ball game, 35-14. Schulenburg going to pick up their first win of the season at the hands of Burton. Burton will fall to 1-2 by the time this one's all said and done. Daryl, do you know off the top of your head when the next time we're going to do a game is?
You know, they talked about us going October the 6th to Louise.
There's a handoff.
Nice run right there by Beck.
Really good. Push forward by that offensive line as Beck is able to rumble his way for about 8. Second and short. You were telling me Louise is, what, 3 hours out?
Yes, sir. A lot of mosquitoes, too.
Oh, I'll bet. I don't like mosquitoes.
I don't either.
They better have a closed air-conditioned press box.
No, it's all wide open, buddy.
Ah, gross.
Just trying to get you mentally prepared.
Oof. You know what? I'm tough. No, I'm just kidding. My sports were played indoors. We didn't do this.
It was too cold up there, wasn't it?
It was. They'd play football in the gym.
I don't like it cold either, buddy.
Here's a handoff to Griffin.
Nice
Griffin's
shot.
Got a hole, and he's going to score. Brady Griffin.
Hell away, guys.
So Brady Griffin scampers into the end zone from 21 yards out, 35-20 as the Panthers tack on a touchdown with 93 seconds left in the game. Well, that'll make you feel a little bit better getting on the bus.
Yes. Always can find some positive there. They didn't quit.
Now Schulte will come on to kick the extra point. Oaks will put it down. High snap, gets it down on the hold. The kick is up, and it is good. So Burton able to draw back within 2 scores, but with 93 seconds left in the game, we'll take a 60-second timeout and bring it to kickoff. It's 35-21. Schulenburg leads Burton. This is Big Red Football.
Huh.
I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
103 left in the ball game on KWHI.com. Dean Erickson, Darrell Kiki alongside you from Schulenburg High School as the Schulenburg Shorthorns lead 35-21. Onside kick from Schulte is...
it's wide open if we can get there. Nope.
Nope. Covered up. Nicely done by the quarterback, Janacek, in to cover the onside kick. And probably take a couple of knees and head to the house. But a hard fought... nonetheless, a two-score loss for the Big Red, but fight all the way to the finish.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Wasn't any give up. You could tell they were getting tired, but they answered at the end.
Yeah. So they'll be looking to rebound next week. But for right now, the victory formation belongs to the Schulenburg Shorthorns as they defend their home field tonight at the hands of the Burton Panthers. They will pick up their first win of the 2023 high school football season for the Burton Panthers. They will take it back to the house tonight and regroup for a matchup next week against Holy Cross in San Antonio on Friday night, September 15th, 7 o'clock kick against Holy Cross. As the final seconds tick away, Darrell Kiki, I got to say, I miss calling football games with you, buddy.
Well, we're back together. D&D Dynamite right now. And
we
back
at it.
They might kick us off because we didn't bring them very much luck.
No. See, last year I thought I was bringing all the luck to the Big Red because I was like, man, we're winning every week. This is so fun. And then,
well, you know.
We showed up this week and I...
it's all right, big boy. Even sometimes Troy and Tony can't get the Cowboys a win every week.
No, they sure can. But, hey, the Burton Panthers drop this one to Schulenburg. Your final score, 35-21. We'll take a two-minute break and be back to wrap this one up. Postgame is next on KWHI.com.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
If the doctor prescribed physical therapy, remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care. You don't have to wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham. Or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. We know our boys will bounce back from last year to take their place in the postseason. We wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
35-21, your final score. Schulenburg takes down Burton tonight on the road. The Panthers drop to 1-2 on the season. And the Schulenburg Shorthorns get their first win of the year to go to 1-2. Darryl Kiki and Dean Erickson alongside you for post-game coverage tonight from Schulenburg High School. We're going to get into some post-game thoughts here in just a few moments, but we're going to take one more break for 2 minutes here on KWHI.com.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
As we live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Andrea Holly, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, wants to know what you want out of your retirement. Working together, you can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call her at 979-836-7779 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Game on KWHI.com as Burton drops this one 35-21. Darryl, a tough game, a lot of fight from Burton in this one, but just not enough in the end. They couldn't overcome the power in the trenches by Schulenburg.
Yeah, we just, we got wore down, but we didn't quit, and that's always a positive. That's always been the way it's been here and everything, and they've taught not to quit. Sometimes you get into a game where you just don't match up.
Yeah.
They made the plays. We made some hustle plays that were very, very impressive. But then as the game lingered on, the tiredness of going both ways, special teams, it caught up with us, the depth. But like you said, the guys that went in, they got a little experience to play. This is when you do it. You're trying to get in physical shape for when district starts. That's when it counts. You want to be positive. Been a long time since we've been 1-2, and everything. We get spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
As a Burton fan, you're spoiled because you used to be in 3-0, maybe 2-1, but the fight is still there. There's no quit. Sometimes you just get out-horsed.
Well, and that's the thing is, there's really no bones about it. This is every bit of a rebuilding year. This is just how the cards fell with, the kids and the classes. And Coach Hody can't go to the transfer portal load up his offense or his defense. This is just the cards you're dealt at this level of high school football. And they're just in one of those modes where this is a season where you're going to give a lot of great experience to some very promising young talent on this Big Red football team. Well, Darryl, thank you so much for tagging along, man.
Hey, great job. It's always fun that we can BS together. Thank the station, the sponsors, for letting us do this, letting us play. Fair week coming up. A lot of these people got that on their mind right now. But we got a game next week. You bounce back next week, come out fighting, and it'll be okay.
Well, as a wise man once said, have a short memory. When it comes time to kick off next Friday, lick the stamp and send it. For Daryl Kiki, we'll send it back to Jalen in the studio. He's been doing a tremendous job helping us out tonight at KWHI headquarters in Brenham. We will see you soon on KWHI.com for more Burton football. For Daryl Kiki, my name's Dean Erickson, wishing you well and have a great weekend. This has been Big Red Football from KWHI.
The Burton Panthers. Brought to you by Clarity Construction, by St. John United Church of Christ, St. John Kiki Egg Farm, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker Eggs, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie and Trent, EDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Andrea Hall with Edward Jones, Lynn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Builders By and By, Larry Poppy Construction, Brenham National Bank, Zantown Catering, GT Car Wash, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Trade Winds Physical Therapy, Baruch Chevrolet Buick GMC, Market Reality of Burton ISD. Final score, Burton 21 versus Schulenburg 35. In the presentation of KWHI Sports.